a stroll downtown this evening. When I heard music echo through the night, the same old songs that I heard the night before. So I started running so I wouldn't be too late. I didn't think that I would ever see your face again, but I was wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. When I got close, my heart was pumping to the beat that was blasting through the night. And on the street, the crowd was jumping, singing songs and dancing through the night. I didn't think that I would ever see your face again, but I was wrong. I can't believe we're dancing in the street. All I ever wanted was to get close to you. Now I'm burning in your atmosphere. I can't feel my feet while we're dancing in the street. In the neon light, with the music on repeat all through the night.
Thank you for watching the After Files live stream. This is not a professional production. We don't know why anyone watches this thing, but we're glad you do. And now, to kick off the show is everyone's favorite sidekick, the one, the only, Hecklefish.
That's good. Yeah, that's on. Yes, hello. This is thumbs up. Thumbs up from the producers. All right, I see the producers in the green room there. Who's logged in with the tonguey smiley winky? That's Victoria. Okay. I don't know, because there was one live stream not too long ago where I accidentally publicly posted the link to get into the behind, like the backstage green room, and people clicked it. People clicked that link. What do we got for count tonight? I think we hit 40,000, which is pretty good for a ghost episode. As you know, I'm not a huge fan of those, but a lot of folks asked for paranormal stuff, and I thought that was fun. We made it science-y. It was funny to watch the chat because 40403 says Jenny down below 40,000. That's pretty. That's more than I thought. Because we were holding it 28,000 for a while, and I thought it was going to kind of hang out there. Because I feel like you've got the ghosts crowd, like the paranormal crowd, and you've got the conspiracy, dark story crowd, and there's crossover, but I feel like it's two different crowds. But hang on, Gino's texting me. Turn on monetization. Yeah, that's the one. It's the one reason that you can interrupt the show with a text is to remind me about monetization. But yes, it's turned on. We do not like to forget that. That's expensive. Aishiwawa. So yeah, I know there's crossover with people with the ghosts and the conspiracies, but there are plenty of folks who are not in the crossover. And I'm kind of not there either. I don't believe in ghosts in like the traditional haunting sense. We were talking about this in the pre-show on Discord, which, by the way, if you're a Patreon member, every week before we do the live premiere, we're on Discord for Patreon members only. It's a live stream, but everybody's camera is on, so it's a great perk if you want to support the channel. Patreon is the way to do that. So we were talking about it in the Discord stream earlier, that I don't really believe in like the haunting type ghosts. But I do believe that something happens. I don't know if there's an afterlife. I'd like to believe there is, but I don't really know. But like in those few minutes, you know, when you go, because one of our patrons was telling a story about how he was in a car driving down a road, and well, that's where cars usually go. And a few cars away from him was a friend who passed away at that moment. And he said that at that moment, he felt the presence of this person sort of wash over him with the sense that, you know, it's everything's going to be okay. He felt like, tell my sister, everything's going to be okay. And then the experience was kind of over. That I kind of believe that a little bit. You know, at that moment where you're just passing through, maybe you have some awareness of both sides. But I'm willing to admit that it could just be wishful thinking. You know, Gino was there with Dad when he passed away about a year and a half ago. And maybe I don't really want to have him tell that story, but there was sort of the sense that that Dad was like looking out. I'm going to look at Gino and see if I'm getting that right. It was almost like a surprised look on his face. Which I think that would be my face. At the moment you die, you're like, whoa, so it's legit, it's real. And that's it. I don't know why everyone's telling me happy birthday today. maybe that's something that started in a chat somewhere. I appreciate the birthday wishes. It's very nice. But my birthday's in March. So I don't know. That's one of the many rumors circulating around the internet. Now my false birthday's out there. You know, there's a lot of upside with having a channel with a couple of million folks, but there is downside. There is considerable downside. And that is rumors and speculation about your personal life, which isn't as interesting as people think. Flash the cat. So let's see who is here. And tell me in the chat where you stand on ghosts, believers or disbelievers. It looked pretty evenly split during the premiere. I see Daniel Clancy's there. There's Iron Jason. Paul Wright, I see you. Anthony Bissett. Skyler, the creator. Fabio Santos is here. Cuddly Choya, Jason, Mary, DSDRN, very reliable. Rogue RR, Jesse Cervantes, Arizona Cowboy 1, Matt B, Don M. I'm noticing, like, on my chat, is it just my browser or has everyone had this? I've got little hearts at the bottom. Looking at, is this a new thing? Victoria's nodding. And things are, hearts are floating. I see I'm getting the party favors. I'm assuming those are our birthday wishes. That's very, very nice. All right, so we're going to do kind of a light show tonight, which I know is going to disappoint Victoria. She likes when we do the five-hour shows. We're going to do a light show, mostly just AMA, Q&A type stuff. Not going to read any long Reddit posts tonight. We do have a very good Gino story hour, though. I'm looking forward to this one. Here's the tease. Remember the Challenger disaster, the space shuttle crashed and the astronauts all died? Newsflash, they didn't die. They're still among us. So Gino's going to tell that story and provide some photo evidence. So if you guys don't know that conspiracy, it's a great one. Walkers in the Wild wants to believe. Becky Watt believes. Johnny Patterson wants to believe. I think that's a good response. Is if you ask someone, do you believe in ghosts? A good, logical, open mind response is, I want to believe. We had one person in the Discord stream said, there is something after for a fact, but I'm still waiting for the video evidence. It hasn't come through yet. Maybe it's going to be emailed. Because the evidence would be super. And any ghost hunters here? I think I covered the main gadgets. I don't believe those gadgets work. The obelisk is that one's hilarious, and it detects all kinds of stuff, and then it gives you words that it's picking up from, I guess, energy. And it's like three random words. And that is pure pareidolia because if you're a hardcore believer in ghosts and you get three random words on that machine, you're going to make a sentence out of it. What did Zach have? He had like table scent. What was it? Wedgie. He had like, they didn't make any sense, but he made a sentence out of it. He made it work. I hope Bacon's doesn't watch this channel. Went after him hard tonight. And look, his show's full of shit, but I have heard that he's a very nice guy in person. But the show is still full of shit. Sebastian Smith says the gadgets work, just not for ghost hunting. That's fair. I mean, an electromagnetic field detector, I believe those detect EM fields. I mean, I saw putting the episode together, I saw plenty of people demoing it, which it actually surprised me how well the ghost versions of that device worked. Because you can buy normal EMF detectors that you would like use for actual science. But the ghost versions, they seem to be okay. There are plenty of fake ones, though. So be careful. I linked to some places where you can buy some of that stuff. And they're affiliate links. So if you buy that stuff, I'll make money. Don't buy any of that stuff. Don't buy a single one of those products. I definitely don't buy them on Temu. Richard Bramlett dropping very strong plugs tonight. I appreciate that. Chrome wants to know when the moon base episode is dropping. That's going to be a while, Chrome, because we've got plenty of episodes booked already. And I don't have as much flexibility as I used to because a lot of them are sponsored. So it's the sponsors are a whole thing. You know, they need to know what the episode's about, the gist of it. We can't give them like the full episode because I don't have it until a few days before because I'm constantly late. So the sponsors need that. And then we have to write the commercial for them and back and forth and have them approve it and make sure we're saying all the words. So episodes that are sponsored, they're pretty much booked in the calendar, and the moon will have to wait. But the moon's on the list. Let me look at Jenny's face down there. The next moon is on the list. And another sort of part two episode that I think is on the list is the Eba One story, who was the alien pilot recovered from the Roswell crash in 1947 that was taken to Los Alamos and lived there until 1952 before he died. He's the one that liked strawberry ice cream. He's the Richard Doty story. Ganja Farmer, do animals have ghosts too? You know, you've heard me talk about the sort of the interest I have in the life between lives, you know, like those theories, those books. And those theories are about how there's a universal energy, right? And a lot of religions take this approach. There's universal energy that's part of everything. And when we're born, a little piece of that universal energy breaks off and lands in us and becomes our soul. And then we have free will and we have an identity, an ego. And then when we die, we go back to the universal energy and we take our experiences with us, and that contributes to the whole. And then we're kind of part of the one thing again. I don't know if I fully believe it, but if I had to get very spiritual, that I would subscribe to that. I'm down with it. And again, it could just be because I like it. But anyway, a lot of those belief systems that believe that, animals are not part of it. Which is too bad. Because
how about telling them about the Wi-Fi store?
No, we're not gonna do merch just yet. We're still warming up. Because there's how many of us, you know, when you finally get there and you're looking at the light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe it's your mom reaching out or Nana or whoever it is, don't you want to look down and see those dogs and cats and animals that you had throughout your life? I certainly do. I can't even really get too much into it because I'm gonna start to get choked up. And crying is usually gold, but I'm not man enough to do it on the live stream. Lord Guru, I see you. MX John McAfee episode. So there's so much to uncover there. There is, but YouTube would crush that. John McAfee, and he's a great story. So many good conspiracies around him. But, you know, we're working on a couple of things that maybe give us the opportunity to tell those stories that we can't necessarily tell on YouTube. I haven't mentioned it much. I'll start talking about it a little bit on the live stream. But in a few weeks, the Y-Files Operation podcast, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have a podcast. Currently, all it is just the YouTube videos. So there, if you watch those, there's no reason for you to check it out. But if you're on Spotify, you can see the videos, all the videos that we have here without the ads. Or I guess maybe Spotify throws their own ads in. I don't know if it's better or worse, but they're there. And then the audio version of the show goes out everywhere. So Apple and Audible, wherever you listen to podcasts. And it's just the show that you've already seen. But in a few weeks, we're going to start mixing in long form audio stories. And then when we can, you know, kind of get our legs under us, that will be a weekly thing that we'll do every week. So let's say we have a story about the moon. Rather than have me go, well, we're already at 30 minutes in this episode. If you want to hear about that, we'll do it in a follow-up. We'll just do the whole story. So we'll talk about the moon for an hour and a half. You know, we'll get into all the stuff that I have to cut from the episodes. And hopefully it'll be easier because it's going to be audio only. Although I'm going to roll video for you guys that want to see it. So that's going to be coming up. And on the podcast, there we can get into stuff like John McAfee and 9/11 and all those fun conspiracies that I definitely can't do here. We can get onto them there. And just to be sure, we had a meeting with Spotify and asked them about that. Like, here's what we're thinking about doing. And they were like, that's fine. You know, there's the few categories that they don't want are, they're like obvious. You don't want them on there. And you know what they are. John McKenzie, I love AJ's golden stream. Not since this prostate issue. But I appreciate that. Megapint's there. Lori Carrig, I see you. Aussie Walks is a believer. How about that rest tongue stuff we were all discussing? I don't remember that. From the Patreon? I don't remember what we were discussing. Remind me. What I think we'll do, we talked about this in the Patreon chat as well, is there's a lot of questions that come in from the Patreon members in the Patreon stream before the show. I think Victoria is going to set up a place where Patreon members can just hang out there during the live stream and ask questions so that, you know, I try to follow the chat on this and it's bananas. It's like, hey, oh, that was a good question. It's gone. I don't know what he said. And then it's just another, and then it's gone. So that's why sometimes you see me freeze and I'm not Mitch McConnell. I'm actually looking for something interesting. So maybe we'll have the Discord chat going as well. And then I can, it won't be 8,000 people. It'll be 80 people. It'll be a lot easier to follow. Might entice some folks to join Patreon, which would be wonderful. There's Hybrid dropping the link in there for you. Keep the lights on. So maybe we'll do that. And then it'll be a little bit easier for me to communicate and answer the questions. GPRS is fearing Crab Cat's ghost. Ooh, that's scary. Yeah, so in the Patreon chat tonight, everyone was telling ghost stories. So that was kind of fun, a little creepy. Kind of fun. Colorado Kid, Cocaine Mitch, boo. And we don't do politics. I poke fun at everybody. I may poke fun at some people more than others, but some people are in politics are more pokeable, you got to admit. Uh-oh, Bumperhead, my vertical eyelids blinked. Careful. Careful. Jesse Rooney, pyramids in Antarctica. Yeah, that's coming up. There's not a lot of photos of that, so that's going to have to be a lot of theater of the mind, but that story is coming up. I think I might mix in just other, and Jenny, keep an eye on this. I know we've got Antarctica in the list somewhere. So pyramids, but we can mix in the guy, and I forget his name, but he worked or works down there, and he's got all kinds of crazy stories. And when we get up to it, we'll be able to find him. I think he was part of Disclosure. So, Asher Moreland, more pokeable. Yeah, some of them are more pokeable. Yeah, so we'll do a whole Antarctica episode because that's there's a lot going on down there. And this guy, I can't remember his name. I'm looking to see if anyone says it in the chat. I can't remember his name, but he's got a lot of stuff. Eric Hecker is correct. TF Observer is the winner. you just won yourself 15 minutes privately with Victoria. Use them wisely. Is she down there shaking her head? She's down there pumping her fist. She's into it. She's excited for it. A couple of super chats. Jon Snow Radio, $5. Thanks, Wife House team. Love a new mystery for Gino. My favorite rabbit was stolen by none other than Senator McConnell. Mitch better have my bunny. All right, so that's funny, but the simulation happened again. Because that chat came in an hour ago. And I just mentioned Mitch McConnell. And how often does he come up in a conversation? Not in my life. Very rarely is he part of my social conversation. But the simulation, everything is connected. And those are just the programs. They just intersected. But Mitch Better Have My Bunny is hilarious. Jon Snow. Jeffrey for $10. Greetings, programs. Let the lizard people on planes. They found her. Tiffany Gomas, something like that. So often to become accidentally famous, it's so sad, but it's also hilarious. I mean, she had to delete everything. LinkedIn's gone, Facebook's gone, it's all gone. In like the New York Post, they're publishing her pictures of her house. That's a bit off size. But, you know, if you're going to scream and do the pointy fingers on a plane, you're going to be famous, Tiff. So enjoy it. Jay Stone, thank you for the $10. Just want to say thank you for all your content. Thank you for supporting, Jay Stone. I appreciate that. I couldn't do this without you guys. It is not easy to do. Not easy to keep this thing going. For our drums, for $20, sometimes ghost encounters are friendly. At my grandma's funeral, I distinctly smelled her presence right next to me. Yep. As a kid, she would always bring McDonald's. And it was her, sadly smiled, yet comforted. Love my G-Ma. Love G-Ma, who smells like a sack of fresh fries. I have read that it's very common for people to smells of dead loved ones. You know, speaking about my dad, he had a lot of medical issues, and during surgeries, at least four times, I don't know how many, he died on the table and was brought back. And during one of those times, he distinctly smelled his mother's perfume. And then another time, he saw her and had a conversation with her. So yeah, that's a story that you hear a lot, is that you smell them. Hopefully your loved one smells good. You don't want some stinky uncle showing up. Seamus M is there for $20. Fun episode. Have fun with After Files. I'm going to be outside with friends, whiskey, and a heated pool. Oh, that sounds better than this, Seamus. Peace, Wild Files fam. Be safe, be kind, and know you are appreciated. You're appreciated too, Seamus, although he's not here to hear me say it. But I mean, that's a supporter right there. He drops 20 in the till, and then he F's off to the hot tub. Right, that sounds great. Blaine 5700 is there. In Gino's lab, oh so keen, he brewed up a Java 51 dream. With Caveman Coffee Co. and the Y-Files in tow, they explored Mel's hole. Quite the scene. All right. Was that a limerick? I couldn't really get the rhyming meter on that. But nicely done. And there is Jonathan for $50.
I'm so tired, I'm a human. We've been together too long. I should have my own show. The moron says I am wrong. So while he lay there asleeping, I had my laptop in bed. So I logged into Reddit. There was a message that read, do you want to be on YouTube? Do you like to entertain? Come and be my co-host. You only need half a brain. If you like aliens and pyramids, conspiracies get you high, then you're the co-host I'm looking for. It's a message we and apply.
Question for Jen. Oh, we're getting applause. All right. That was I thought that was a fun one.
That was a fun one.
And judging by that song, it sounds like there's probably some more lyrics coming. Because
yeah.
It looks like he's applying for a job for a co-host, but it turned out he may already be, well, Kat, you already know how the escape song goes, right? You already know.
Yeah.
All right, question for Jen. How does a bachelor who is into conspiracy theories land a beauty without chasing her off with crazy ideas, asking for a friend, also thoughts about bringing a hecklefish plush on a first date? Well, Jonathan, it doesn't hurt to be hung like a horse. Start there. I'm not me, of course. My voice is too high to even pretend. But Jen, do you have an answer?
Well, I would say leave Hecklefish at home on the first date. He's got a thing. You know, you don't want to distract her.
I'll be a strict but fair lord of these lands,
right.
And my serfs will come to idolize me.
That's not how to get lucky.
No.
No.
No. Just be yourself, Jonathan.
What about bringing Mr. Naughty on the first date?
No. No. Let's not bring any stuffed animals.
What number date does Mr. Naughty show up?
Three.
You wait.
Three.
At least the third.
Three. Victoria was very quick with her answer.
She was.
But every time I've seen her husband, he's always got a huge smile on his face. All right, Jonathan, thank you for the support. That's very generous. Melissa Taylor, for Nugget and Bean, those are my boys. You just saw one walking. Where is he? That was Nugget. Pebbles that has advice for you, Jonathan. Just be yourself, dude. Unless you're not awesome, then be someone better. Look, just be yourself. That's great advice. There's that theory that nobody, like when you're getting to know a new partner, that's a fun part. The early part, but it's very awkward and no one is being themselves. Even if they're being honest, there's still reservations or some type of personality. So the theory is 100 days. It takes 100 days to know someone for all their self, to see all their stuff. And with Jen and I, it took way fewer than 100 days. I mean, I had her figured out by the third hour, I think.
Hey!
Well, however long it took you to get drunk.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Filtered Arizona Cowboy one. Yeah. You know, it depends. I have to filter myself. But as you can see, Jen is, I was going to say Jen is easy, but you would have misconstrued that talking about a date. But she's, you know, she goes with the flow. There's no joke that's too raunchy for her. In fact, her sense of humor is filthier than mine. By the way, says Cthulhu 333, who's adopting Wayne? No, Wayne is one of Hecklefish's adopted guppies. So I guess he came with the name. I don't know. But that's funny that you paid that close attention. Black Canvas is there. If I ever become a ghost, I am going to spend my time at the bar for some booze.
Ah, cavity.
Ha, get it, booze. Ha, great episode. I get it. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that?
Oh, boy. It's live stream amateur hour again.
There's the dude 087, very reliable. Hey, I wanted to ask your opinion on what happens now that David Grush spilled the beans. What's the plan going forward? What's next? This could be a can of worms, dude 87. It really depends on, you know, is he still government? Then what happens next is what always happens. Someone talks about UFOs in front of Congress and then nothing. But if he's legit, then I think we're going to find out some stuff. Because Rubio and Gillibrand, I think, really want to know. I don't know if Deep State is going to tell them, but I think they really want to know. And it's great that it's a Democrats and Republicans agreeing on one thing, and that's where the aliens at. And that's a good thing. Buzz Darkin is there with the Mastiffs. Thank you for the informative look into detecting the spirit realm. I don't know if I don't know if those things work, Buzz, but I guess it depends on your belief system. It was funny in the chat during the premiere, and the episode was, I guess, about 30 minutes. So 20 minutes of it was just talking about all the stuff, the gadgets and what people are finding. And then we had the chapter break. No, we ended the chapter with, so ghosts are real, right? And then someone in the chat was like, debunking initialized. And I thought that was funny. I was like, yep, here we go. So yeah, I don't know. I want to believe, but I'm not so sure. Lave Love Crew. I found out today that I'm having 23rd surgery. I needed this. Thanks. I'm sorry to hear that. And that 23 surgeries doesn't sound good. But you made it through 22 of them. Okay. So I hope this one goes well for you. Thanks for hanging out. And thanks for supporting the channel. There's X Rocks XX. The big X is here. And you're wondering if you could take a look at the current situation in Peru. Yeah, crazy stuff going on in Peru right now. The reports of encounters with aliens in a village by the jungles of the Amazon. The government of Peru saying it's gold miners with jetpacks. Yeah, and there's video of it. There's video of it. If I had more time this week, I would have got that together for you. I didn't have time for show prep. But maybe next week we can get into it. Crazy stuff in Peru. There is Paul, very reliable.
Thank you, human. Maybe now we can get some indoor plumbing for this bowl. Ugh, it smells like a dumpster full of used baby diapers in here.
I could have done some data collection or something. Haha, I literally own a cemetery with around 170 headstones as part of my acreage. Keep it in mind if you ever do a follow-up. That's crazy. And I'm assuming that they're not all his family. Can you imagine that? You buy a chunk of land and there's just so many corpses? So many corpses. Chris McDaniel, thank you for the $10. I stopped ghost hunting because there wasn't enough meat in it. Yep. Yep. Wisco, any episodes coming up on giant sea monsters? Man, I don't want to do sea monsters. Is there any such thing as sea monsters? Gino's giving a thumbs up. You know, someone, every once in a while, someone asks for the Loch Ness Monster, and it's like, what else could be said about Nessie? But last week, Gino said that megalodons might be real. Now, that's interesting. Danny Ann says family plots used to be a thing. Yeah, but I don't think that acreage has like been passed down through Paul's family. I think he acquired that land. So it's another family's corpses. That's weird. All right, I'm gonna ask you in the chat. Are you gonna be buried or cremated? How are you going out? That's it. Ashes in a jar. And you don't got to sprinkle them. I'm not going to care. Jason, don't do sea monsters. I'm not going to do sea monsters. Austin's going to be cremated. Brenton Barnes says I'm not dying. So that's one way to solve it. A lot of cremated. I feel like that's more of a thing now. I could be wrong about that, but it feels like more of a thing now. Char's going to go with the Viking funeral, right? On the boat down the river, and then the warrior shoots the arrow. That's the way to do it. Donating body to science. Psychoholic. That's noble to do, and I'm glad that you do that. I'm glad that there are people like you that are better people than me that do that. But you won't remember this because you're too young, but Dennis Miller used to have a great bit about people donating their body to science, and he said he's not going to do it because what if it turns out, because nobody knows, what if it turns out that you need your body later? And I think the joke was, thank you for, Hey, you died too? Thank you. You donated your eyes to science. I got your eyes. Thank you. And it's like, where are you? So yeah, you don't know what happens. Jordan's random thought is going to be cremated and put in a firework. Mechta Kendall is going to be embalmed. Oh boy. Jam's going to be mummified. Living Dead Girl is going to be composted. Not surprised to hear that from username Living Dead Girl. Matt Hunt's going to be eaten by my cat. Yeah, and that's a thing. And cops will tell you this. There's not a lot of reporting on it. Like if you're an old person, you die alone in your apartment building and you've got a cat, and the cat doesn't get fed for a while. When they finally find that body, he's missing his stomach. Cat's gonna eat. Donating my body to science fiction. Did you guys read Gerald's Game? When Gerald died and she was tied to the bed, and he has a great chapter where he's telling the story from the dog's point of view. And the dog is starving. And he really does, but his owner's there, and he can smell his owner, and he's starving, but he knows it's bad and it's wrong, and he can't. He's doing everything he can to not. That was a disturbing book, Stephen King. That was a disturbing one. Not as disturbing as his Twitter feed. KKJD for $20. I'm off to Vegas on Saturday for a week to see family. I'm going to introduce them to your show. Great show as always. Thanks, Kiki. Nick Lowe wrote a song about a dog eating its owner. Diana Quinn, Gerald's Game rocks. The creepy guy in the corner. Ooh, I know, right? Remember the scene in the courtroom? Jane Hopkins, when she dies, she's going to be made into a talking plushie. He likes it. Well, that's a great idea. Let me know, and we'll donate the Hecklefish voice boxes. So his voice will come out every time someone squeezes your belly. Rogue RR is going to be reincarnated. Ohio Kyle, AJ, there's police body camera with some paranormal activity caught. I don't know if you can link that in the chat, but that is why we need the Patreon chat in another window here. Is so I could tell you, A, go join Patreon. Because we need the support, and B, drop that link in there, and then we can get that stuff on the show. JPML, thank you for $20. I'm usually meh about ghost stories, same, but still an amazing show. I hope y'all keep providing everyone with amazing sense of wonder for a long time to come. Me too, JPML. Pardon me, that's rude. Yeah, I'm not much into ghost stories either, but I tried to make that episode as fun as I could. Did you guys catch the poltergeist? The poltergeist scene. The joke landed pretty well. I saw the chat. 08, the moon episode's not going to be for a while, but it is coming, I promise. Howdy from Tucson. I see you. Branning, yeah, that was weird seeing AJ at the table in that video. That was when I was on, the Gene Simmons Family Jewels? We were doing a seance on the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. It was a long time ago. But, you know, if seance comes up, how do I not drop the clip in there? It's like the second or third time I used it. You got to get it in there. And now just to see the reaction in the chat. Very funny. 37 Custom Toys is there. My super chat last week never posted and was refunded next day. Not sure what happened, so I joined Patreon. Thank you, Wife House Crew. Well, thanks, 37. I don't think I didn't refund it. You know, maybe Victoria did. She's saying no. I don't even know how to do that or if you can, but if your super chat wasn't posted and you got refunded, then that's great. I'm glad that YouTube didn't keep that money. Ruben Balno, how was the Queen Mary? It was pretty cool. It was definitely, the show made it scarier than it was, but we toured the whole ship and, you could still see the episode somewhere. I don't know if it really holds up. But we did go like down to the boiler room, which was super scary. The scariest room was the swimming pool room, because it's this cavernous room. It's probably three stories tall in there, and the pool's down there. It's not, there's no water in it, so it looks like no one goes in there. So it looks like a horror movie set. And because of the cavernous shape of the room, there's huge echo, and it's a boat, so it's damp, and you hear leaks like boop, boop. It was definitely creepy in there. But it's hard to be, to get like really scared when giant Gene Simmons is there, and then there's a camera crew, and you know, there's a boom mic following you around. It's, you kind of take it out of the moment. But that guy you saw, I forget his name, J. Michael something, he was a real medium. And he took everything that day very seriously. So when he says on the show that spirits were coming through him and talking to Gene Simmons, he meant it. That was not everything else in reality TV is fake, but he was serious about it. But the Queen Mary was okay. It was pretty cool. It was a surreal moment to be sitting with Gene and Shannon having a cup of coffee, talking about stuff. Like, I'm sitting here with Gene Simmons having a coffee. This is very strange. Arthur Mays, thank you for 999. Have you heard of the Skull Experiment? I have. And we have an episode, I believe, coming up on the Skull Experiment. That's end-of-life, near-death experiences. So we will be covering that. Dinner Time was a big Opie and Anthony fan back in the day and loved when they made fun of Gene. Yeah, O&A went hard on him. Yeah, I was a big fan of O&A as well, back in the WNEW days in New York. And they both still do stuff. I know Ant is still doing his thing. He's still got a podcast. I see him on Rogan from time to time. You know, Joe is very grateful to those guys for essentially creating the podcast format on radio. I know Opie still does stuff. I don't think it's consistent. But I check in on both those guys to see what's going on, just for the nostalgia of it. And you know, fun fact, I took over Opie's spot on WBAB radio back in the day in the overnights. Shonen Fan 4 for $10. That volleyball net catching ghost has to be comedy. It's not. That was legit. EVP, that was legit. And at the bottom of the episode, I linked to that video. And the whole channel is full of that stuff. And they're just a lot of re-uploads. It's a weird channel. I don't know what country that is. I'm assuming that was Arabic, but I don't really know. But they play it off like it's legit, but it was clearly a guy with black shoe polish on, you know, cause like his underwear had fallen off. You see his pasty stomach. Definitely not scary. EVP reminds me of Michael Keaton's White Noise. Yes. What's Wi-Fi's opinion on Tiffany, not real Gomez AirPods explanation cover story. I haven't heard her cover story yet, to be honest. You know, this is the type of, like in radio, when you do a long show, you've got commercial breaks and you've got top of the hour breaks. And that's a time where you get coffee, you use the restroom, and you can grab some show prep on the fly from stuff that comes in. So that's what I need to do here. I need to do breaks and top of the hour breaks so I can go and grab Tiffany's AirPods explanation and play that for you guys. We'll work on that. We're caught between right now because I'm still in the shithole warehouse. Everyone else is in the beautiful new studio. Once we get over there, the format will get dialed in and we'll be a little bit more prepared because this is not a professional operation at all.
You think this passes for a live stream? Think again.
Skylar, the creator, the earth used to be purple. I love our chat. Stu Farrell for £10. Excellent up, great points. I think we were designed to fear death for survival, but be open to an afterlife for sanity. The best answer to what happens after death is, I don't know. All great points, Stu. You know, you can't continue the species if we're not afraid to die. You know, we need to stay here. And I mean, every animal has an instinct to survive, right? With mammals, it's easier for us to see because it's easier to understand when they get scared. You know, when a cat freaks out, or a dog, or a beaver, a marmot, whatever mammal is in your mind, they all kind of react the same way. But what makes it so hard for us is we're just so aware of it. You know, I think I could be wrong. I think animals don't want to get hurt, so their instincts are to stay safe. But I don't think they're worried about like, oh, that car almost killed me, and I would have saw grandma in the light. I don't think cats think like that. But I can't be the only one here who had a cat who was sick, who just walked off into the sunset one day. Just walked off. That was my buddy boy. Just was sick and buddy. And that's it. So he knew. Oh wait, when is Hecklefish plushie getting dispatched? I'm told next week. Victoria's freaking out and saying yes, next week. Rawhide, long time, first time. Hi from the Cali Karaoke Couple. All right, my wife, Laura, Miss Kitty, and love the Wi-Files. Watch every episode. Keep up the great work. Well, thanks. Thanks for your support. Thanks for the karaoke music. Lawrence Northrup, $50.
Oh, no.
I do the stupid show just to make a little bread. You know, it's not easy to keep my guppies fed. Bills up to here, and I'm getting really stressed. I'm almost out of vodka. My car get repossessed. I come on the stream, and I beg for some dough. You say you can't afford it. Your money's kind of low. Come on, man. I ain't going for that. I just ain't going for that. Human, you got what I need. So hit that super chat. Click it just like that. Oh, human, you. You got what I need. I need a super chat. Click that super chat.
The great Biz Markey. AJ, your team is as always top notch. Not sure why I get so many Discord issues on my sound, but I love your work. I get them too, Lawrence. I love the family of supportive members, and I can give my personal stories, but heck, let's face it, everyone has a ghost story. Everyone does have a ghost story, Lawrence. What helps me with Discord is using the actual Discord application, which I hate to do, but when I use it in the browser, it rarely works well. But when I use the app, it seems to work. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Jenny, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on in the studio? Are you making progress over there?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. Yes.
And Victoria, are you at the studio? Is that what is that? Or is that your new Vegas?
No, the Airbnb. I moved out of the bedroom and into the, I couldn't do cross legs one more night.
You couldn't do it?
No.
All right. So you're at the Airbnb. On what street? Which street in Las Vegas is the Airbnb?
She's not telling you.
Gino, what do you got for Gino's story hour tonight?
So tonight we've got sort of a ghost story. I mean, it's the story of the Challenger astronauts, whether they're alive or not. It's an interesting conspiracy theory, and it's one that I really enjoy doing the research on. However, I want to say I take it all with a grain of salt, but I still want to say those are American heroes, and I don't want to just, you know, try and assume that they're alive, but it's an interesting story.
Well, they were fine. Thumper Squid saying, sorry, I'm late. I was spanking my planchette real good. That's a Ouija board reference, because that's that little heart thing. So he's spanking it real good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Celtica. Oh my God. Gino has furniture. He's got a chair and looks like a water cooler and maybe a rug. But judging by the echo, I don't think there's much else in there besides that.
Nope. And a puppy.
Pebbles Gino Story Hour is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll do a giveaway in about 10 minutes, and then we'll follow that up with Gino Story Hour, the Challenger conspiracy, one of my favorites.
Can I tell my creepy ghost story, ghostish paranormal story that happened when AJ, when you and I were driving?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So when we lived in LA, we were going home from somewhere. We were up like by Mulholland, and we were driving, and we kind of got turned around. And I was like, where are we? And AJ said, it's okay. I'll go up here and I'll turn around. And he was going down this street, and I just started getting really agitated. Like I was getting super uncomfortable. I was really agitated. I felt like I was just like, I don't want to be on the street. I don't want to be here. And we were coming up to a dead end and he was stopping to turn around. And I was like getting super like nasty. I'm like, what are you doing? Just stop, turn around. I don't even know where we are. I don't like it here.
We were at the gate.
He knew right where we were. We were at the gate. That was the gate for the house, Sharon Tate's house, where the Manson murders happened, was on the other side of the gate.
Yep.
I had no idea where we were. And I was just super.
She was telling the truth. She was freaking, and she was freaking out. Like, it was weird. Like, I was driving, like, what is your problem? I don't like this side of you. Now that I see it, I don't really enjoy this side of you. I wish I saw this side earlier. But yeah,
I did not say that.
Go ahead, Gino.
I got a follow up to that I don't think I've ever told either of you two. I was also on CeeLo Drive, where the murders happened. And I went there right after watching Quentin Tarantino's movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So I went there, and it was definitely around midnight time. And we were driving up there, and as we passed the house, there's someone saying, and the house doesn't really exist anymore. But the police does, and we saw a person standing outside that we went by, and of course, as we're going by, you try not to disturb anyone or anything like that. As we went by, I went to turn around up the block so we could go back and check it out, and we both looked at each other and said, "Did that person not have a face?" It was so weird that we both thought that the person we passed, we saw no features on their face. And when you say that to someone and they go, "I was going to say that to you," it was the weirdest conversation. So that happened to me right there on CeeLo Drive. And again, I don't think I've ever shared that with you guys.
No.
That's crazy.
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
And David's saying somebody recently bought the door that had pigs written in blood on it.
Oh.
And speaking of Zach Bagans, I read that he bought Ted Bundy's glasses, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's kind of interesting. Stuff. It's strange to me. Alan Carruthers, Gino's mic is kind of distant. It's because he's in a big, hollow, empty room. And I'm assuming using the mic on the computer. We'll get him a microphone.
Somebody just said I was a redheaded star child with Wendigo blood.
Yeah. Robert, ever thinking about doing a Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee Mysterious Death episode? It would be interesting. Maybe we can cover that on the What Files, more true crime. I avoid stories that have death and victims and that are too dark. I try to keep it just more fun. You know, I just talk to a fish. So it's hard to cover a story about, you know, a gun that goes off on set and kills a kid. Rob is there. Great show, but I believe Harry Houdini spent the greater portion of his life proving ghosts are not real. I don't even think he needed to spend that much time to do that. But Harry Houdini, he was very angry at mystics and channelers and mediums. He hated that stuff so much so he actually testified in Congress about it. It really irked him, and he made it a part of his mission. But people are gonna love ghost stories. Sonny A, thank you for $20. I want to believe, but I hope the afterlife offers more than just hanging around here. Me too, man. Me too. Contaminated. Hey, Jane Crew. Tammy from Texas here. Happy fake birthday. Thank you. Thank you very much. Love the show tonight as always. I don't know why a happy birthday is a thing. Jason Arthur. So why don't we see ghost animals? Yeah, I don't think they're part of the universal soul energy, but maybe they are.
Well, I mean, a lot of times they say the reason that ghosts are still here is because it's spirits of people that feel like they have some sort of unfinished business or are afraid to cross over. And so it may have something to do with our sentience that causes human ghosts to stay around, whereas animal souls just go off to wherever happy place they're supposed to go.
I hope so. There's Yannick Scar for 59 euros.
Oh, you like this show? Send me some dough. You can super chat. I hope you know about that. There is one thing that I am sure of. You gotta tip me some more, human. Won't you tip me with some money? Hey, hey, fishy, fishy, fishy. Don't you know you gotta tip the fishy? Hey, hey, tip the fishy.
Tip the fishy tonight. Scared me with this one. First time I watched that premiere, I am alone, and it's 3:45 a.m. in Germany. Ooh. I don't believe in I definitely don't believe the ITCs. And I could have spent 2 hours debunking those. And the ITC YouTube community is funny because they just attack each other's channels and debunk each other's videos. And not realizing you're debunking each other's videos. Like, so yeah, you're debunking him. He's debunking. So none of it's real. You're just both confirming it. When what they should do is they should DM each other and be like, let's do a truce and stop with it because we're making the kizash. But egos. So those are all fake. The EVPs, mostly fake. But they still give me the willies. The ITC channel, which I'm watching it knowing it's fake. But I'm hearing, you know, Michael Jackson come through the device. Robin Williams was a creepy one. Kobe. I mean, they were crazy. But they were definitely scary. And the EVPs, I think, are scary. Even though I don't think they're real. They're still creepy. Jenny, do you believe in EVPs?
Like, you know, we joke about it, but like you always say that I'm an empath, which I really believe. So it's hard for me to say I don't believe in these things because like I'll go, well, I'm not going to say I believe in ghosts, but I won't mess with the Ouija board. Like, you know, I mean,
you won't mess with the Ouija. You're not down with the Ouija.
No, won't.
It's fake. It's fake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where the hell is that?
I don't mess with it.
I got the here we go. Victoria, where are you on ghosts?
I would like to believe, but it would take happening to me. I don't, you know, I hear stories and go, it has an explanation, I always think. So.
Okay. Gino?
Come on. It directly happened to you and me at the same time. Not once, but multiple times. We've seen things move with our own eyes.
Anything that happens to a 7 and 9-year-old playing Dungeons and Dragons is suspicious. But do you remember, did I describe Dad's passing close? Did he? Because he was pretty out of it for a long time. But
and what he also said, which is so similar to a lot of people passing, is he seen our grandmother. That was the last thing he said was mama. That was his last words. He was looking.
That's the most common last words.
He was looking like right past the bed, you know,
his eyes were focused on something.
Yeah. He was talking to her. He was talking to a person when he said it, you know. I was on the other side of the bed. He didn't turn his head to look at me. You know, he was looking at, you know, whatever was on the right side of the bed. The other thing about that is you mentioned the smells. After our grandfather passed away, he also had a situation where he smelled the brand new cigars, not smoke cigars, but brand new cigars in the house. That was the smell that reminded him of our grandfather. He never smoked a day in his life, never had a cigar, you know, in the house or anything like that.
He smoked that last day of his life. You know what I'm talking about? It's a cremation joke. Dad would have laughed at that. And I thought Dad was just joking around about the cigar thing. but I lived in his house one summer. I smelled the freaking cigar.
Now, I'm going to bring something else up, and I might be throwing you under the bus, but I could swear.
Oh, we lost Gino. All right. Well, we'll hang on. We'll try and get him back. There's Logan Miller's there, 2160. Had a friend's dad get an odd voicemail that was just static months after his mom passed. He did put voice to text on it, and text read, "I'm okay, see you soon, I love you." Seeing a screenshot of it, but still don't believe. Logan Miller, we have an episode coming up on those after life communications. All right, Gino, I was joking, of course. Go ahead.
So there was a point where you were going to college and living at dad's house, and I wasn't there at that point. But I could swear that you told me a story that you woke up or you were doing something and you seen in a mirror someone was staring at you.
And I saw the lit end of the cigar. So I didn't tell. I was just moving the show forward. But so here's what happened. So, yeah, I was living at dad's house because it was near college during that brief time I spent at university. So, yeah, so I'm at my desk and I see just out of the corner of my eye, you know, the typical shadow person. And I look up and I see a shadow. But in the shadow is like the end of a cigar or a cigarette. I see that orange glow. And maybe a day or two goes by and I just bring it up to dad as like, hey, this was weird. And that's when he says, you know, and then he tells me the story about the cigar. And I'm like, now you tell me? He's like, yeah, all that stuff happens in that room you're staying in. Now?
And another thing.
Because there was plenty of stuff that happened there.
And another thing that happened there. He had a picture of Grandpa that was up, that he would put up in the corner of his mirror. And he had a bunch of pictures. Our pictures were there too. And somehow it would move from the top to the bottom without knocking the other pictures down.
True.
And then he had a drawer that he used to say he could hear opening and closing at night, and he would go over and listen to it and couldn't find anything. And now our father is a police officer, the most skeptical guy in the world. You know, would chase fortune tellers off the street. So for him to believe this stuff was, you know, almost unbelievable, you know, for us. To listen to the stories.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Everybody that's asking, Gino and AJ are brothers. So everybody's in the chat's like, are they related? Are Jen and Victoria sisters? Are Jen and Gino brother and sister?
We're all a little family here.
We're all family.
We got 1 hour on your clock. You know what that means?
Giveaway.
It is time for giveaway. Envoy is correct. The word of the day is Wayne is adopted. But here's how it works if you're new here. At the first hour into the show, we give away. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that?
This live stream is so disappointing. Just so, 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 so disappointing.
What are we giving away? A $50 gift card to the store or...
A Hagglefish plushie.
Giving away a Hagglefish plushie. And to enter to win, just type Wayne is adopted, just like you see it, no spaces, into the chat. That's the only thing you type. And you're automatically entered. And then we'll pick you out of the bucket. So Wayne is adopted. And he is.
They say that scent is like the strongest... like memory reproducer for people.
Correct.
So
Paul wants to know, what's the number one thing viewers can help you stop working 80 to 100 hours a week? If you know any good writers, send them over. I mean, that's true, right?
Yeah,
it's hard to find. Hard to find
researchers.
Good
researchers. Yeah, we've got. We've got good peeps, but we need more good peeps.
Yep. Spyro Mind, thank you for the $19.99. Enjoy the show. Hoping for some Anunnaki. Stay puffed. Anunnaki's definitely coming. We'll definitely tell the whole story of the Anunnaki. Rennie, Wayne is a doctor is correct, but this you have spaces in it, so get those out of there. Charles Blacher, Wayne is a doctor. That's not going to work. TF2 Observer puts in not my kid. That won't do. Wayne is a cryptid is wrong. Wayne is dead. We need a spotted head is incorrect. Wang is hung like a horse is wrong. Wayne is adoptable.
While we're waiting, Victoria, isn't there a special Wi-Filer that we're supposed to wish a happy birthday to?
Yes, there is. Emmeline, isn't that?
Emmeline's birthday?
Yes, it's Emmeline's fourth birthday.
Happy birthday to Emmeline. I'd see that, and Hecklefish sent her a birthday wish as well.
Aww.
I don't know if Dad got that, but he sent her a little birthday wish in the email.
Yeah.
Oh, Wayne Waxhoff nice. Is not correct. Wayne is the Batman is, I guess it's true. Wayne is canceled. Bruce Wayne is an orphan. Omakase is the crab cat. Everybody Wang Chung tonight will not work, Casey. Wayne Newton is wrong, Jason. I'm sorry. That won't work. There is Roger Pingleton, $20.
I like the way you tip me. No diggities. Just tip me up.
I invented a couple of iOS ghost apps. The ER70 EVP recorder and Spirit Storybox. I've seen too much evidence not to believe. Well, I mean, if I had a couple of apps on the App Store, I would believe as well, if you know what I'm saying. But there's your plug. Everybody go download those ER70 EVP recorder and Spirit Storybox. But I take no responsibility for any ghosts that you discover. Sunny A, thank you for $20. If you turn off the night vision effect, most of those ghost hunter shows look like bad improv. Yeah, I mean, as far as Zach's acting skills are concerned, he's got big muscles.
It's so bad.
Nameless actual. My belief is somewhat that ghosts are beings that are on a separate plane / dimension of existence, close enough to our own that they can affect one another. I can believe that. Inter says Wayne is a disappointment. That will not win. Ricardo says Wayne is an adopted Nephilim. That's wrong. Wayne is a Mothman. Will not work. What is adopted? Party on Garth. Will not work. Randall, I'm sorry. Zach is a tool. That's not nice. And I'll say it again, because there's a few more people here. Tonight I went hard on Ghost Adventures, and Zach in particular. It's not the first time I've done that. The show is nonsense, but I've heard that in real life, in person, he's a very nice guy. And I believe that. Blame it on the Wayne will not work. GM77, blame it on the Wayne that was fallen. Wayne is a doorknob, not do. Wayne will pick me, no. Wayne is a dead mop, no. Wayne will the suffering end.
You know what's so interesting, though, is that I didn't realize that Houdini was such an anti-ghost person. And it sucks for him because his wife, after he died, spent every year attempting to do a seance to speak to his ghost, for years and years and years and years after he died. It was a huge thing. So
I wonder, and his ghost probably didn't show up just out of spite. He's just I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. Zed the Superfan, Francis, Ouija board, would you work for me? YFM, quick question. I'm at the age where I have to comb my eyebrows in the morning. Nose hair running rampant. Have you endured this? Any advice? Jen, that sounds like for you. You're Italian.
Yes. You know, Zeb, welcome to the world of having to groom. It's just a thing. Women have to do it for long. But wait a minute. Don't you shave your head? Take 2 seconds when you're shaving your head and just clip those brows and run one of those little things in your nose. All good. All good. What? He asked.
Yep.
Heather Elliott says wax it. Heather Elliott says wax it, and she would know. She's, you know, she's hairy. She's a pretty hairy one. Tool is adopted. Wayne has a nice beaver. Will not win. Sorry.
Kino, always. Oh, you backed up for a while. All we were seeing is like this much of you. Oh, there you go.
Jimmy's random content. The information that is you or your dog never goes away. It just travels through the universe. I like that.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Wayne has a unibrow. Bruce Wayne is Batman. Wayne is a duty head. Mike Snarka, thanks for briefly covering NDEs. I watched a lot of videos explaining their experiences, and it's pretty wild. Yeah, we're going to do a whole episode on NDEs shortly. And we've got... Oh, Dee Dee, $100.
Won't you spend money on me? I'm really broke, swimming here in my bowl. I have to pay three ex-wives spousal support for the rest of their lives. Those harpies, lawyers, they cost me a ton. I think they're bleeding me just cause it's fun, baby. Guppies, take all of my dough. Now to need braces, here comes Skid Row, baby. Won't you consider tipping? Won't you consider tipping?
Just walk on by, call my name. Thank you, Dee Dee. My younger brother died suddenly last week at 43. Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that. We lived hours apart, but we'd always watch your show and talk about it the next day. This is to show you guys our support. Thank you for such a good production. You're welcome, Dee Dee. Sorry to hear that. That's terrible, terrible news. Maybe he's watching the After Files now. I hope not. I hope he's in the pearly gates and not watching this nightmare. But I appreciate the support. Richard Holton, why are there craters on the Earth locked inside of the moon? And why are they all perfectly round?
Why are the craters of the... Okay, so we tried to talk about this last week. I don't understand this either. I feel like the science doesn't really make sense there because, number one, the craters are mainly the same indent size and they're round, which would mean that they're hitting them, it's straight on. But since the Earth is there and the moon is here, they would have to be coming in sideways instead of straight. So the ones we see should be skidding across the moon surface. I don't get it.
Well, but the moon is 230,000 miles away,
which is that's a tiny amount of space.
But the impact craters are done by rocks that are the size of a bus or even a house. Those can come in even at an oblique angle and still hit in a way to leave a circle.
But if there's no atmosphere, it's not being brought down like straight down or anything. It still should be hitting and rolling or at least some kind of different impact than a circle.
Well, there you go, Richard. No good answer. The only real answer is that the moon is fake. Permafit 499. This is a prison planet. Look up Tricked by the Light and NDEs. All right. I'm going to look that up now. Tricked by the Light. How souls are recycled in the moon. Is this a soul recycling episode?
It is.
Well, you're going to like that Permafit because we have that coming up very, very soon for you. Nancy J loves the ads that me and Heckle make. Tonight's show is great, too. Thanks, Nancy. We work hard on the ads because I know it's annoying. Sponsor reads are annoying. And there are some channels that I follow, creators that I love. But then when they get into their sponsor read, it's like, oh, it's awful. And it just takes me out of their show. So I at least want it to be fun. I want it to be content. But there are some weeks where I'd rather just read the bullet points like everybody else. said the commercials take a long time to make. Don M says Prison Planet, Attica, Attica, Attica. My crew's too young to remember that movie, but I got you. I'm with you. Wayne Dreams is all of this. Will not win. Wayne is a pothead is wrong. I think could be. Wayne is a dope head. Also wrong.
Somebody says Gina was adopted.
When Gino puts the old filter on his face, you know he's not adopted because it's dad.
Well, so are you, though. I did the same for you.
Same with my face, by the way. But you don't need the old filter with mine. It's already there. It's built in. Mr. Tor. Mr. Tor, there is a book that was published in 1994 written by Scott Smith called Pet Souls. I shared a weird experience I had that was included in it. Well, that sounds cool. Pet Souls? Put that in the old Amazon. Avatar. I appreciate that, mister. I'm going to look for that because I want to know. I want to make sure that Buddy's up there somewhere. Sowin Celeste, how do you think ghosts fit into simulation theory? It's tricky. It's very tricky to get ghosts in there. Gino, do you have a theory how ghosts, in the machine?
I don't think that's tricky at all. I think it makes even more sense because if your soul is up there, it can interact with the programming. I mean, who's to say what the programming is? Maybe the ghosts that are down here, they're hackers. They're hacking that simulation because they got to get back to tell you something. So
let me jump in for a quick second and say to Easy Ogre, you are the winner. Dog Day Afternoon is correct. Sorry, go ahead.
So if they're up there and they got to relay a message, well, they're hacking into the Matrix, just like Neo and everybody else. So they just don't have a physical body to hack into. So they have to present it in different ways, which I think is happening over the radio and electrical impulses where they have a little more interaction. Because there certainly is some kind of correlation between electrical phenomena and ghost phenomena.
That's true. What if anything says ghosts are the programmers, we are the NPCs?
That's kind of what I'm talking about. Once you're up there, why? Maybe you can interact with the program, and most people don't want to. I mean, also one thing that we didn't really touch on too much is there are a lot of different types of ghost phenomena. There's spirits, there's demons, there's poltergeists, there's all sorts of different types of phenomena. It's not just one thing. You know, some just seem like an echo of something that happened before. Some seem like they're angry and they're trying to, you know, smash around your house. Some just want to look at you from around the corner.
Phenomena. Do.
Timothy Kent, thank you for the 999. When my mom, someone's saying a Gino dropping truth bombs. When my mom died, I wasn't with her due to my job. Heard knocking at the door. Dogs went crazy. No one was there. Then got a call from my bro telling me mom had passed away. Love the channel A+. Yeah, I hear that a lot, Timothy. People just know. And I believe that. And I'm fully aware that my beliefs on ghosts are inconsistent. I'm fully aware of it. Wayne Digo hands will not work. Super XU. I mean, Morten Larson goes with a theory that I love, is that we all died in 2012. Wayne is a skinwalker. Wayne is concocted. If you're just joining us, just drop Wayne is adopted in the chat and you enter to win some quality private time with Victoria. Wayne is a Sasquatch. Wayne is a simulation. Wayne is a wacko. Wayne to go. Metal Fire Game Time. Hecklefish should take over the show on one episode just like Matt Damon did with Jimmy Kimmel, LOL. I did not see that, but he couldn't have made it less funny. JT for $20. I had a recent Shadow People experience in Las Vegas. Where can we check to know if it was real? It was a strange experience. I don't know. Jen, do you have any suggestions where he can go check that? Is there a line at the DMV where you can?
Well, if it happened at a casino or a hotel, I would suggest that you go to the customer service desk because they can show you on the map where the shadow people typically hang out.
I go to the concierge desk first. They're usually better at that stuff. So that could be an option. But look, JT, if you're still here and you're in that weird supernatural mood, I recommend Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. It's creepy and super fun. And that concludes the tour guide portion of the program. Jordan for 5 Canadian, what are your thoughts on LK99, the alleged room temperature superconductor? Do you think the levitation videos of it are real or a hoax? I think they're a hoax, but it's a worthy episode. It could fit in with what's that scientist's name? Hutchison, the Hutchison effect could fit in with maybe an episode about that stuff.
Do I watch the After Files live stream or do I punch myself in the face? Tough decision.
Ed C, strong finish tonight with so much proxy data. It's either an underlying reality or a universal need to believe. Yep. True. We are at 11:60 in the game. Are you ready to draw, Jennifer?
Yes.
There's Blackbeard, Jed, Brendan, Kevin, Redmayne Scott, Mike D, Mike again, Celtica, Daniel, Adam A, Trell, Fairy Grandma is the winner. All right, Fairy Grandma. What does Fairy Grandma have to do to get some private time with Victoria?
Oh, we can't hear you.
Oh.
Come to Discord and put in a help desk ticket, and we'll get with you and get your information.
Hey, kids at home, if you want to learn how to do a professional live stream, watch something else. This ain't it.
Sometimes chat hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
All right. So go on Discord and open a ticket. And if you're not on Discord, definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of people on there. And if you want to support the channel, jump on Patreon. On Discord, we do Patreon only live streams where everybody's camera's on, including yours. So Rolo, fire up your camera. Meng Hai, Pamela Keller can get her webcam on so we can get a look at her. Anthony Bessette. Definitely want to see what he looks like. David Dryden's probably too handsome. You don't join, David. No handsome guys allowed. Sean Boss is there. Airplane Willie could jump on. Greasy Uncle Pig Tits could become a Patreon member. Jennifer, his name is Greasy Uncle Pig Tits.
Yes. I had to like scroll up just to double check to make sure that you weren't making that up, but you weren't. There it was.
I weren't. There's Brian Sincerbo for $21.99. Firm believer here. Many experiences in places where I've lived and worked, and one creepy famous hotel confirms their existence to me. Agree that maybe modern tech just isn't able to prove it yet. That could be true, Brian. Drop in the chat what hotel you're talking about. AC Baker, thank you for making these episodes so fun and educational to watch. Well, I'm glad you think so. I try to have you learn something. DarkTube, $200. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Human, I want you to know, I said human. Thank you for all the dough tipping. As I'm sure you will find, always is a good time. Ooh, 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 it's fun to tip the F-I-S-H. It's fun to tip the F-I-S-H.
DarkTube, no comment, just $200. We appreciate that. I appreciate everyone's support tonight. It really helps the channel. We just did our giveaway, so you know what time it is. It is time for Geno Story Hour. Tell me something I don't know.
Tell me something I don't know. Where's Geno? Oh, shit. where he go? Tell me something I don't know. Where's Gino? Oh shit, where he go? Jet set and betting at the regular scenes. Worldwide travel fiend with the cream. Jack Harry, he's the bone who bears. Big bushes change smell. Thaw the air. Hey, hibbity dobbity dobbity doo. Where's Gino?
Yeah, hey, that's who.
And yeah, it's true, because that's a dude he cares about. He runs around and pops and thistles up.
Linda Steele, very excited for Gino's Story Hour. Heather Elliott, just saying Caveman Coffee, making sure that you get your plug in there.
Right on. If you like Gino's Story Hour, go to cavemancoffeeco.com and use the promo code WIFIs. Get yourself some Java 51. They are shipping right now, so we're no longer in pre-order. Let's get those out there. You'll get it way before you get that Hecklefish plushie. So so tonight's Story Hour is, like I said, sort of a ghost story. I'm going to talk about the Challenger mission that exploded in January 1986. Can you pull up all those pictures for me? I'll tell you which one to start with. We want to start with the picture of not that one, but of all of the let's go to the first picture would be fine. Well, we're going to start out and just talk about the astronauts here. Just going to basically go over what happened first, and then we could talk about if there is a conspiracy here. So January 28th, 1986, we launched the Challenger mission, and we were going up there for a few reasons. One, we were bringing up a large communication satellite to deploy so we could monitor Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet comes around every 96 years, so it was a special time for us to be monitoring it. Of course, the first time in our history that we would have been able to. We were also launching the Teacher in Space project, which Christy McCullough was a teacher from New Hampshire, and she was going to teach the first lesson to her children in space. Also, we were going up there to retrieve a payload specialist from the ISS. That guy got lucky.
I forgot about that.
Because he was going to be coming back for the return home. Initially, they were supposed to launch in July of 85, but it got pushed back twice to January of 86, which caused a lot of questions. It was a record low temperature. The engineers were concerned that the SRB rocket booster, the O-rings on it, weren't going to hold. Of course, we know that that's what happened. 74 seconds into the launch, 24 miles above the Earth is when those O-rings exploded. Since 1977, there had been issues brought up about them. Much that they were redesigning them at the time, but they still, and they weren't, the new ones weren't coming out till 1987, but they still decided to launch in 86 with the older model. I don't know about you. I would have waited one more year, but you know. So the day before the launch, there was a meeting of all the engineers and the managers at NASA, and both the VP of engineering and the VP of space the booster modules, both recommended postponing. They're on like a conference call, and then they have a brief recess. And then after they come back, they say, hey, they decided they changed their mind. Looks good. Now that did set off some red flags, but when the managers from NASA after that call called into NASA, they never even mentioned that, hey, the O-ring problem was brought up, that this is a real problem because they're launching at the lowest temperature ever recorded for a space mission. The overnight temperatures were predicted to hit a low of minus 4 Celsius. Well, they hit a low of minus 13 Celsius. It got even colder. The next day when they were launching, they launched at 2 degrees Celsius. It was freezing. I don't know what they're thinking doing that. So when it exploded 73 seconds in, it wasn't exactly an explosion, but the O-rings burst, and that's what created what we saw up there. It was initially reported that the shuttle exploded, but that's not what happened. Later on, it came out that they actually survived that initial explosion and probably lived throughout the plummet. We know that for a few reasons. Both Alison Izuka and Judith Resnick both turned on their air supply, which like their egress air packs, and someone turned on pilot Michael Smith's from behind him. So they probably knew what was going on at that point. The last words to be spoken were by Michael Smith. He said the words, uh-oh, and then they knew, hey, we got a problem, Houston. So those were the last words spoken. After that, Rogers Commission was created to look into what happened. Neil Armstrong was on it. Sally Ride, the first woman in space. Another weird thing, I think I saw someone put up in the chat as well. Big Bird was supposed to be on that flight. So NASA did confirm that there were talks between the Sesame Street Company and NASA to actually bring Carol Spinney, the guy who plays Big Bird, the actor, up on the shuttle with them. So that's what basically happened. We kind of all know the story. We've seen it. So a conspiracy theory came out about 5 or 6 years ago. Actually, I think it's like 8 years ago now, that the astronauts are still alive. And it's an interesting theory because it comes along with a lot of very weird coincidences, that if they are still alive, four of the there's seven astronauts that perished that day. Four of them that might be still alive are still using the same name. So let's go through them. So first person we have is our spacecraft commander, Dick Scobee. He's the one in the middle right there. This is spacecraft commander.
I know who the commander was. You don't have to tell me who the commander. I know who the commander was. You don't have to tell me.
Francis R. Dick Scobee, who is an engineer and a communications expert and a combat aviator from Vietnam. He was like a serious hero, highly decorated. This was his first. This wasn't his first. So now we're looking at his doppelganger, who is using the same exact name. Richard Scobee, who became the CEO of Cows and Trees, which is a marketing firm in Chicago. So looking at these two guys with the same exact name, you could see a lot of similarities between the eyes. I mean, I'm looking at his right eye there. Both his eyes are almost exact. His hair is very similar. He has same lines on his head. You know, the nose, I don't know if that's exact on the nose, but certainly
a little plastic surgery touch up.
Right. And let's talk about the fact there was no internet back then. So people were being able to hide in plain sight. Wasn't crazy. With no internet, like if police were trying to put people in the witness protection program, it was way easier back then before we had, the internet where people could just go, hey, guess who I seen and snap a picture.
John Pearson just torpedoed your theory here because clearly the guy on the right is much older.
Well, this is 30 years later. So we are looking at a picture 30 years later. This wasn't taken. The Richard Scobee on the right, that's the CEO of Cows and Trees, that wasn't taken in 1987. That's a recent picture. Now, go back to the pictures again, AJ. Go to the one at the bottom with the cloud. see if there's one further at the bottom. Oh, okay. All right.
He put it in Slack.
I thought that it made it in here. So anyway,
we're between studios at the moment. Right. We're going to get it dialed in.
So go to the picture of it exploding. It's very strange because the logo for Cows and Trees looks very similar to the explosion. So I want to see if I could bring it up quickly on my other computer here. Let's see here. Okay. So I'll try and get that for us after. All right. So moving on, let's now go to Michael J. Smith.
Here it is. So
top left there is the logo for the Cows and Trees marketing firm. Now, it's really interesting. It's really interesting that he's runs a business for rebranding. You want to be something else? That he'll help you be something else. So that's Francis Dick Scobie. I wouldn't wish that name. Dick Scobie doesn't sound good to have. I wouldn't want to get that. So the next one we'll go to is Michael J. Smith, who was, this was his first space flight. He was the pilot. So Michael J. Smith, if you go down, all right, go to the top right. Yeah, that top right will show it. Okay, so Michael J. Smith, he's the one in the top left here. So Michael J. Smith is, again, he was a pilot. If you look at him, these two together, the one on the right, the supposed doppelganger, also named Michael J. Smith, same age, is a professor at the University of William & Mary. He has the same smile, same exact smile, same eyes, same nose, similar haircut. Again, this is 35 years later, so you kind of have to do the age regression in your own mind.
I wonder if anyone's run the pictures through like an age filter to see what they get.
That's a little more research than Gino does. So so the next one we'll talk about is, let's see. We have Ronald McNair, who was the second of three mission specialists aboard Challenger. He was the second ever Black American in space, internationally recognized in the field of lasers. And he had... his doppelganger is not named Ronald because supposedly he had a twin brother named Carl, and no records have in the conspiracy theory videos, they say no records could be found, birth records could be found of Carl. So of course they're going to look like if they're supposedly twins. Now it's really interesting because besides Ronald, there was another, specialist on board, Ellison Onizuka, who was the first Asian American in space. He was posthumously promoted to the rank of colonel. Can you bring him up? Okay, there he is on the left. Yeah, there he is. So, strangely enough, he also was a twin. So here we are, we're looking at Claude, his twin brother, that... obviously, I can't say, hey, his nose looks exactly the same, eyes look exactly the same, because they're supposed to be twins. Now, what's odd is, I don't know how the math works, but there's only been about 800 astronauts ever. So for two astronauts to have twin brothers on the same flight, what is the math? That's pretty astronomical. So that's Ellison Onizuka. Now,
Ow, my spleen. Oh, you're going to rupture my spleen.
Now, interestingly enough, he brought with him a soccer ball that his daughter won a championship game with. And he brought it into space with him. And it was one of the few things that was found intact from the disaster. And once it was found, they gave it back to his daughter, who put it up at Clear Lake High School and was on display. Now, 30 years later, another astronaut was going up into space, and let's see if I got his name. 30 years later, another astronaut was going up into space, Shane Kimbrough, and he brought that. He also had a daughter who went to Clear Lake. So they asked if he could bring the soccer ball with them, and the soccer ball actually made it into space. Went to the ISS. So there's pictures of it floating weightless, if that's true. But there is pictures of the soccer ball did make it into space. So so the next one we have is let's go to Christy McCullough, of course. Now, Christy McCullough, probably the most famous of all of them, because she was the teacher and a civilian. So she was part of the Teacher in Space program. She's the first teacher to fly in space. She beat out 11,000 people, who wanted to go up there. I'm sure all 11,000 of them were pretty happy that they didn't make it. And so her doppelganger is not named Christy McCullough. Her name is Sharon Christy McCullough. Now, strangely enough, Christy McCullough, the original that passed away, her real name was Sharon Christy McCullough. She was going by her middle name. So Sharon Christy McCullough on the right became a Syracuse professor. And again, if you look at these two next to each other, this one's kind of harder for me to see than any of the others. Has a similar hair, similar eyes. The mouth doesn't exactly do it for me. So out of all of them, this one was kind of the hardest one for me to tell. The next one is Judith Resnick. Now, I feel like this one is the most crazy coincidence, because Judith Resnick was a Challenger mission specialist. She's one of the three of them. She was the first Jewish person in space, the second woman in space after Sally Ride. She was a software and procedure developer for NASA. Now, this Judith Resnick on the right has the same exact name, same age. She became a Yale law professor, and she teaches procedure law. So she's even working in the same sort of field. If you look at her, she has the same eyes. Her eyebrows are the same, the nose, the hair. She even has the same mouth lines on the side there, which, hard to fake. And the same mannerisms, her hands. And see, go back to the pictures. Do we have a video there? Is there any of those a video?
No, there was. It was in a Word document.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So there's a video out there that I'll throw in for you for next week that shows the comparison of Judith Resnick talking at NASA and the new Judith Resnick talking at Yale, and they have the same exact mannerisms. They're talking with their hands. They're pointing. Everything they do looks, I mean, it's really uncanny how close they are to each other. So out of all of them, Judith Resnick, I think, really would be the one that would seal the deal for me if I was trying to push it over the edge saying this was real. Now, the last one is, the last one is Gregory Jarvis. And Gregory Jarvis, go back to that first picture there up in the top left. Gregory Jarvis is the only one they couldn't find a doppelganger for. Now, he was the other interesting one, because he wasn't an astronaut. He just worked at a place called Hughes Aircraft Corp, a space and communications group out of Los Angeles, and they just offered him up. The company was like, "Hey, we got Gregory. We'll just send him." So he was going on there as part of his job. So.
And Hughes is one of the big deep state military industrial complex companies, along with Lockheed and Raytheon and so forth.
Yeah, sure. So a weird thing about him is he was the only one not found with the others. So after they started bringing up the debris, he wasn't found till about 5 weeks after all of the others were found. He was found, you know, he was spotted float. His blue suit was spotted in the water. Again, 5 weeks after the others were found. So he was the only one found outside of the others. Now, part of the conspiracy theory is that he was the only one that wasn't willing to play ball. He wasn't willing to assume a whole nother life. So we don't have a doppelganger for him because he was never supposed to be part of it. That's all of going through all of them. Now, again, I feel like Judith Resnick, that is the closest that we could say, but some of them are very, very intriguing. Again, I don't buy into this one. I think it's interesting enough because of the coincidences. You're never going to find a Gino Gentile or an AJ Gentile that are working in production that look like us enough. It's not going to happen. You know, it's not like these. I mean, Michael Smith is a name it's out there, of course. But everybody else.
But hang on. What do the conspiracy theorists say the reason for faking it is? Why?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the reason is, except to get more money into a budget to postpone what was going on. As far as the space program goes, it was also the day of Ronald Reagan giving his State of the Union address, and it was the first time they ever postponed the State of the Union address. And he gave one of his great speeches. 6 hours after it happened, of course he was a great communicator, so of course he's given a great speech. But that might also be part of the conspiracy theory. What else was going on in the government? This is one of the first bait and switches. What was going on that we had to be distracted by this? We got distracted by this, and again, if there was a conspiracy there and they didn't actually get killed in the explosion or in the plummet, I guess, then what better way to have a huge distraction besides it happening on the day that everyone is tuning in to see Ronald Reagan talk? After this, it was 2.5 years before the next anything went into space.
All right, there's the Gino Story Hour. That's a good conspiracy. Jen, people are asking if you could just quickly explain the Van Allen belt. There she goes. There's your explanation. Yeah, it's a fun conspiracy. And assuming there were people on the shuttle, what's interesting is they weren't killed in the explosion. They were killed on impact with the ocean. So they survived the explosion and were in the air for about a minute, a long minute.
There was a great poem written by John Gillespie McGee Jr. that called High Flight that was put on there.
Hang on. It's time for Gino's Poetry Hour. Here we go.
Okay. Well, High Flight. I can do the poem for you if you'd like. High Flight is written by John Gillespie McGee Jr. And it goes something like this. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you might not have dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless hills of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or eagle ever flew. And while with silent lifting mind I've trod the high trespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God. I did read that, by the way. That was not memorized.
All right. As far as poems go, that one is lengthy.
A poem.
Well, it's also one that I think they use that as well, because part of that was used in Ronald Reagan's speech about touching the face of God.
All right. That's a fun conspiracy. Richard Bramlett, a.k.a. Hybrid. That, and by the way, he's the hybrid, Discord hybrid, as he's known to his fans out in the world, with $50.
A modern-day goldfish lives in style, but you haven't tipped in quite a while. I gotta pay my rent, or I'll be living in a tent in Portland.
Poor Portland. Went after Portland a little bit in tonight's episode. I'm sure it's going to be fine. Anyone still live there? Dr. Taylor, thank you for the $20. Let me know if the fish and camel want to perform at children's birthday parties. You have to check in with your agent, but Hecklefish actually he is studying magic, from what I understand. Is that right, Jennifer?
He is. He's studying magic.
Nathan Rodriguez, thanks for all that you do. This is better than anything I've ever seen on Netflix. You're not scrolling enough. On Broadcast TV, hell, anything, never miss a show. The almighty algorithm brought me here months ago. Thank you for the support and the kind words, Nathan. I don't know if we're better than everything on Netflix. There's at least one or two shows that are probably okay. I just finished a Rocky marathon because I didn't know what to watch. So like the last four nights, I watched Rocky, Rocky II, Rocky III, Rocky IV. And that's a great movie. 1977, great movie. The other Rocky, I loved every Rocky movie growing up, but they don't hold up as well as I thought they would. Mr. T is Clubber Lang, though, is very, very entertaining. Actress 4, my one legit and awake ghost experience was actually not scary. During a time where I had lots of sleep paralysis and shadow people experiences. Easy to disregard, not sensational, and felt so real. Those feel real. The sleep paralysis experiences, that's when most people experience the shadow people. They feel real. I had one. It was the scariest night of my life. My wedding day is scary too, but this was worse. Jillian for $4.99. In 2007, I saw a soccer-sized ball glowing like a glow stick float and sink down into the floor. When I looked at it, no idea what it was. Some people say those are spirits. You know, someone in the Discord chat, by the way, if you want to Discord, you want to support the channel, Patreon's a great way to do it. You get all kinds of perks, but a great Patreon perk is before every premiere, we do a Patreon-only live stream where everybody's camera is on. So the chat is not crazy. Like this. Matthew Evans asking, have I seen Ip Man? Of course. I do the Kenpo salute at every episode. You know, Ip Man. I think I like Ip Man 2 better. I tried to get Jenny to watch Ip Man. It didn't take. It did not take. So someone in the Patreon chat was saying that there was a cemetery near where they grew up, and one night they saw a bunch of glowing orbs moving around through the stones. Joe Noel says, we rock. Oh, you rock, Joe Noel. Look at those Wendigo fingers. Look at how skinny and bony those are. You could just snap those twigs right off. BTK, can we designate food for Hecklefish? Scientists say not to contact aliens because they may be dangerous to us. Ghosts too. Now, he likes White Castle. White Castle burgers, that's what he likes. And well, hang on.
What?
No, the super chats were getting deleted, so I had to catch up. Mark Payne, $50.
I get pretty freaky. He's a super freak. The kind of fish you dream about. You got freaky dreams. I get pretty kinky. He's a super freak. But only if you pay me. Gotta pay the fish. I need a tip. I need a tip. I need a tip from you. And you. And you, human. You and you and you. Hit the stupid chat. Stupid chat. Hit the button now.
Mr. Ballin talks of a man who was knocked unconscious on a college sidewalk, then spent a lifetime with a wife and family. Later, he's staring at a lamp and woke back up lying on the sidewalk, and the whole lifetime he experienced never happened. Yeah, it's a great story, Mark Payne. I read the whole that comes from a Reddit thread. I've read the whole thing a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks, if you want to check that out. And we covered a lot of stories like that. Hang on, I'm just going to find this for the chat. Just give me a second. I'm going to look for it
Hold on 1 second. Let me add one thing. Since you played Super Freak there, I once lived in the same place Rick James died in, and also Corey Haim, the same apartment complex. And there was a lot of ghost activity in, it's called the Oak Woods in California, a very famous apartment complex. And there were a lot of ghost sightings. I'm not saying it was Rick James the ghost or Corey Haim the ghost, but they both famously passed away there.
A lot of weird stuff happened in the Oak Woods. The cheapest big spender. Funny, Russia is going to the moon. Robot, not humans. Canadian researchers are finding burn boxes where all these fires are happening. Kind of funny, Western Canada is where the CIA was dealing with MKUltra. Your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that, Jenny?
Sorry, I was just reading something in the chat that...
I believe it. I don't know how much Russia is involved. Cheapest big spender. We're just not exposed to enough of their. Hang on.
Oops, sorry.
Hang on, Austin D. Hang on a second.
It's up. This live stream is so unprofessional. Really, what are you even doing?
But Russia does have their own lore that would be fun to explore. Maybe we can prove you right. There is Steve Nigglechunks. He's back. Diarrhea, deception, disaster. All I can say is I almost peed myself. As outlandish as the bit was, it applies to so many of us.
As far as live streams go, this one is terrible.
Nigglechunks is referring to a reading I did at Improv Olympic for charity with a couple of other creators. I posted a link in the chat if you want to check it out. See a much younger me. I think that might have been the reading that won Jenny over.
It was, because we met through Match.com, and of course you do what you do. You Google people. You try to see things about them, and I found
That doesn't look like you're Googling. That looks like you're about to eat children.
So I Googled him. And I found this video, which was great because it was like 7 minutes of him telling a story. So I got to see him talk and I got to see his mannerisms and stuff like that. So it's good.
Monster Man. I was a ghost hunter for 10 years. I've experienced a lot I can't explain. I even snapped 3 photos of an apparition, and it's a strange feeling being touched by a spirit. Monster Man, you need to join the Discord so we can learn more about that. And by the way, if you do, look for Gino on there. Look for Brother Y-Files. He's always looking for stories.
Especially late night, I'm on there a lot. So if you want to tell me a story or get one that will show up on the After Files, I'm all ears.
Coming up, we've got weirdest thing experience ever happened to you. So you guys think on that. Weirdest thing that's ever happened to you is coming up. The Advernaut. Awesome episode as always. Would still love for you to cover Sky Trumpets. That's coming. That's going to be part of an episode with all kinds of weird sounds that we can't explain. Like the bloop, Sky Trumpets, the Taos hum is in there. Am I missing any?
There's several hums.
There's a few hums.
But yeah.
William Ward, thank you for the night.
I'm a fish, I'm a lover, I'm a freak. In the covers, I'm a swimmer, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed.
Your team is truly and consistently the best show on YouTube. Keep up the great work. Love you guys. That's not true. That's not true. Paul's back with $10.
Ooh, thank you for the tip. This human knows what's up.
Donating your body is science is good, but do your research and make sure you're okay with all the possibilities. There are some horror stories like grandma being used to test IED damage. I read that at first as horror stories like grandma being used to test IUDs is what I read. Did you read that, Victoria? You read that as well, and I was like, oh, that is horrible. Poor grandma. What they're doing inside of her. But I think that's worse than the IED damage. IUD damage is worse.
I don't know.
All right. Jennifer doesn't know. Elijah D. Balzek, 1234. I have a crazy story where my dad and grandfather wound up buying land originally owned by our family with a family cemetery dating back to the early 1700s. Also wanted to get my bones mounted. Wow. Bigger, better deal says grandma go boom. Glaucoma red ED damage. That's also very sad. But look, it happens to every guy at some point. Jason says that I should box Logan Paul next. Yeah, no thanks. What is he, 24?
He's also 60 pounds heavier than you, or at least.
He just beat Nate Diaz. It's not like.
That's the other one. Logan Paul is the one in the WWE.
Yeah, I don't want to fight any big young dudes. Definitely not that are going to be covered by the media. Pulsar says, don't blast grandma. Chadwick says, she mounted my bones.
Oh, hey-o!
And Randall thinks that's kinky. Grandma out here saving lives, says Bonds Beastie. Unknown 000 says his fights are rigged anyways.
Well, he is in the WWE. I mean.
Now, is he a heel or is he a baby face?
No, he's the heel. I mean, he has had some real fights. So we can't just discard him. And Jake Paul as well, you know, that was a real fight against Nate Diaz. Didn't go so well on my bet, but, you know, Diaz fan for life, 209, baby.
Rob Ashley, thank you for the $10.
And Yahtzee, thanks for supporting the channel, human.
Form a cop here. We back the blue here on the Wild Files. Animals do eat deceased people if they're left alone for a while. Also, I want to be cremated and fired out of a Civil War cannon. That's badass. That's the way to do it. I never thought of that. Fired out of a cannon, like on a like an old Spanish galleon or something, with like just young boys in striped shirts screaming at each other. Run out the long guns.
Here's a weird question: submarines didn't they used to shoot out their dead people from the submarines, or am I just thinking of some crazy in the torpedo
hole? I feel like, well, I mean, they did that. They fired Spock out in a torpedo.
No, but they did that in Operation Mincemeat, right?
That's true. They did. They fired that corpse out of the sub in Mincemeat.
Oh, mm-hmm. So maybe it was a practice that, you know, hey, let's get rid of these guys before we get to the surface.
People mentioning Hunter S. Thompson style. Yes, that's true.
We're entering bat country.
J2J4999.
Ooh, I finally love hearing the phrase just the tip.
Earn would be an awesome episode. I don't know what that is. I can't Google Earn, right? That's gonna just bring up a zillion things. Nope. It's gonna say something. It's listening. Stop listening, Google. Okay. That's a Star Trek thing, mate. Says Sybil. Wow, Ginger's a Trekkie. J2J's back again. Damn. Oh, damn, CERN. All right, so So what he says is, for $50, Earn would be an awesome episode. We don't know what that is. And then he goes, oh, shit. Let me do another one. It was a typo. But for $9.99, which is cool. All right, CERN would be a good episode. I agree. Earn would be fun, too. Speaking of cremation, Big Who 69, giggity, for $5, these aliens in Peru are real, man. By the way, I have Bigfoot puppies for sale. Let me know.
I want one.
Jenny, how are you coming with your Bigfoot rug?
Okay, so I have the head and the hands and the feet. On Friday. And then I will sew it all together. So.
Can you show them the Bigfoot fur that you found?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Stand by for Bigfoot fur. There she goes, walking like she has to pee. In the meanwhile, there's Dr. Nan Ferran, very reliable supporter of the channel. Purgatoni, if you know, you know. Stay safe, stay healthy, and know that you're loved, y'all. Square, square. You're loved too, Dr. Nan Ferran. Very, very consistent supporter of the channel. Riley, there is Bigfoot fur.
My Bigfoot pelt.
That looks like real Bigfoot fur. You're stroking him in a very sensual way. It's strange.
Well, us cryptids have to stick together.
That's true. You know, they call him Bigfoot for a reason. Riley Squarepants is there for $10. AJ Heckle and crew, thank you for these videos. I watched every one of them and love everyone. Please do an episode on Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley, I can't do it on YouTube, Riley Squarepants, but we can definitely do a podcast about him. Because there's a lot of like dark black sex magic in his story. I mean, there's a lot of that in my marriage as well, but I don't talk about it on the channel. But so he can't do that on YouTube.
Can we get a cameo of Hecklefish singing Mr. Crowley during it?
Oh, it's the Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath. I got it. Or is that Ozzy?
That's Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
So I mentioned it earlier, but in a couple of weeks, we're going to start adding long form to the Wi-Fi's Operation podcast, which you can get everywhere. Right now, I mean, there's a ton of episodes up there, but it's just the YouTube videos. But in a few weeks, we're going to start adding 60-90 minute long form deep dives of the stories that we tell. Chat says it's just Ozzy, not Savage.
Yeah, just Ozzy.
James Hopkins, was that Gene Simmons along with AJ and Housekeeper Alice? It was.
Yeah,
it was. I think he might be the first person to recognize Alice. Jennifer, did you recognize that episode?
I did.
Well,
and Victoria was staging a haunting,
and that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
You know, years later, just like 2 or 3 years ago, I hung out with Gene Simmons at the Comedy Store and talked to him about your episode. He said it was one of his favorites that he ever recorded.
Aww.
Gene Simmons. Susan H., $20. We'd love to see you sharing your videos on your own website where we can join as subscribers, just in case YouTube ever zaps your channel. Don't say that. Knock on. Everybody knock. Plus, you can talk about whatever you wish. Just a thought. Susan, we'll do that on the...
Oh, her dog thinks somebody's at the house.
This live stream is on. You should be ashamed of yourself. Shame. Shame. Shame on you.
She'll be back in a second. We'll do that on the podcast, Susan, but don't jinx the channel. Blushy Boy was on the Patreon member live stream today. Had some good, thanks for telling my story. I get haunting type of interaction too. Doors opening and no one's there. No one there is fun. Always a sign someone saying I'm here. Yeah, Blushy Boy had some good ghost stories. He's one of those people that's just tuned in. I think some people are just tuned in to whatever that is over there. LSU 337. Have you ever did a show on remote viewing and the Monroe Institute? I have. Look for the episode on the Gateway. Was it the Gateway Project? I think it was the Gateway Project. Look for that one. That's all about the Robert Monroe's audio tapes and binaural beats and all that stuff. It was a fun episode. Kind of wild, kind of out there. Not here. 50 Canadian.
That's me in the fishbowl. That's me on the YouTube begging you for money. I need to buy a little more booze, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I need $10. I haven't got enough.
Until we have a mind recorder like in the Brainstorm movie with Christopher Walken, we won't really know if there's something after we pass. Thank you for another great episode. I forgot about that. Wow. Yep. Very creepy. Forgot about that. Trey M, thank you for the 1999. One of the most active places in our group ETPRS ever went was Waverly Hills. Yeah, I covered that on a very early episode on the channel. We went there a month or so after the Ghost Hunters and went 6 or 7 times and always caught something. It's, in my opinion, a hotspot. Can't explain it. Yep, that's what people say. That I think I covered Waverly in like one of the first episodes on the channel. It was something like scariest places in the world or something. Bit of a listicle episode. We've come a long way. Darren Bennett for $10. Another awesome episode. My wife, Fatima, and our 12-year-old son, Joe Dave, and I love the Y-Files. Excited about the Crime Channel. That's going to be the What Files. We love you all, the Y-Files crew. Love from Cebu Island, Philippines. Thanks for supporting, Darren. Someone's in a headlock in that picture. Is that?
No.
Choked out? Noogies? Are those noogies?
Yes.
Those might be new. All right, we better get our Applebee's in.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's Rebecca Beer, Bear, aloha and mahalo for the awesome paranormal show tonight. We need a good distraction after the last 48 hours. RIP, Laha, you know. Yeah, super sad what's going on there. And the images coming out of there, I mean, there are people dead in the streets. Really, really sad.
It's devastating.
Have they found out what started the fires?
All I read was just forest fires and high wind. Did they find a source?
I mean, it looked like the entire island was on fire.
It did. I mean, it looked like Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Rick wants to say, please. Rick says, please do a show on what really happens when you donate your body to science. I can't remember the name of the YouTube channel, but there's like a creepy YouTube channel that covers that stuff. And there was an episode on that where the guys, the hosts of the show, like worked on the corpses on the YouTube video. And it wasn't as gross and graphic as it sounds, but I mean, there's still dead people there. Like they, you didn't see them like sawing through, but it was very interesting if you're into that stuff.
You know, in here in Vegas, there's the bodies exhibit, which is real dead bodies that are dissected. Like you were saying earlier, you know, hey, you need your eyes. Well, imagine being stuck in plaster and cut into 6 different sections.
Yep.
Yeah, that exhibit's kind of creepy. I just went there a few weeks ago. It's
interesting though.
If you're conscious, you can still see out of your eyes. They're seeing everyone coming to look at their cut up body.
True.
Jay Thor upped his Patreon membership last week. Happy to support the great weekly effort. Thanks, Jay Thor.
Thank you.
That really helps. I mean, I haven't even plugged any merch tonight.
I got some merch on.
But I want to show you this.
Yes.
Is that every week, if you're new here, every week there's a t-shirt that goes along with the episode designed by SMK, aka Rob, the official artist of the Y-Files. And this is a fun one. This is the, I guess that's me ghost hunting and what Hecklefish is in the backpack.
Yes.
And I don't know what I'm holding there. It looks like a snow cone. I don't know why I'm holding a snow cone.
You're holding like a
frozen treat as I go into the haunted house. That's fine.
What do they call things in Ghostbusters that they wore on their backs?
Everyone knows they're called positron colliders.
Everyone knows. I just forgot. I'm a little tired. If you like,
we have the tools. We have the talent.
If you like the t-shirts, check out Tiny Bird Press. That's Rob's business.
But we don't do unsolicited sponsor plugs. I mean, we're already doing Caveman Coffee way too much. Go to Caveman Coffee Co. Use the promo code Y-Files and try the Area 51, whatever it's called. It's delicious.
Java 51, tasty.
All right, go ahead. What's Rob's plug his channel?
Rob.
Oop, we lost her again. Hang on, let me try to get her back. Sorry, technical difficulties here. You want to give it one more try? Comedy comes in threes. Go for it. Tom Kassman, Rhymes with Ass Man. It's 1999. Hi, guys. Love all the videos. I've heard people allege that you're feds, which I think is ridiculous. However, I think this is due to the professional way your channel started. Do you guys have experience in video editing? We do, Tom. We do. I was a full-time video editor when just a year ago. Just a couple of weeks ago, celebrated my first year working for the channel full-time. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Tom the Ass Man. McCass 221355 for $2 has a question for Gino. Chemtrails, are they fake?
Look into it. You know, it's really weird. Chemtrails, you know, keep trying to be explained away. But as a kid, I definitely don't remember so many chemtrails out, you know, in our skies. They're definitely more and more coming out. And it's not coming out of every airplane. I don't understand that. Some airplanes, you just watch them fly and they're fine. And then you look and there's just crisscross chemtrails all over the sky. And again, it seems like it should be all or nothing to me. You know, why are some planes putting them out? Now, I think there are also chemtrails that come that are science that work coming out of planes. But I also think that there could be something nefarious going on as well. I mean, they certainly are seeding the atmosphere and creating weather in a lot of different ways. So I think chemtrails are part of it.
That's the verdict. They're real. UFO fanatic for $10. Great episode. Ryan and Shane are legit hunters and fun to watch. They are. You put it in the chat, the name of their new channel, newish channel.
Don't do unsolicited plugs.
Well, I've used some of their B-roll in our episodes. We might as well give them a shout out. But they come over from BuzzFeed Unsolved, and they started their own thing, which was super fun to watch because they were just scraping by, and they out of the blue landed an investor, and now they made themselves a great channel. They are fun to watch. I also, they're funny because it's hardcore believer and hardcore skeptic, and the banter's funny. I also believe something is after death because our soul is made of energy, and energy never dies. It's conservation of energy right there. The REM pod is the most legit device. Is it, though? David Moore, for $5. I'm with Jen. As an empath, it's hard to say nothing is there. But then again, what if an empath is just sensitive to any EM field? That's true. I mean, she really did freak out going up to the Manson house. She kind of ruined the surprise a little bit. Because it's like, oh, well, you know where we are. And then I told her, and then things got worse.
A little Manson trivia. You could ask your Alexa to play Charles Manson and I'll play his music. It's not so bad.
Okay. Helter Skelter. Jim Leonard for $25. Wife was staying in a hotel in Davenport, Iowa a few years ago for business. Heard some strange bumps in the night. Find out the next day it was the suite that Cary Grant died in. I did not know that. What was his real name? Wasn't his real name like Eugene Lester?
It was Archibald Leach. No,
that was right. That's right. Did not expect Jennifer to come up with a trivia answer like that, but
what? he knows he doesn't have to come home tonight, so.
Jennifer Chesser, thanks so much for your videos. I love the stories and the unbiased research you do. I played with one as a teen with friends. It was totally freaked out after we contacted a friend's dead relative. Yeah, don't do that. Chucky Manson made music, says Evan Dude. Midget Matt says, strange bumps in a hotel. Not really suspicious. Jeffrey Adams says, Wayne is adopted. So Jeffrey Adams just tuning in. David Dryden says, hey, I'm not gay, but Carrie was a good-looking guy. Okay. David, it's fine that you're gay. It's fine. We don't judge you. There he goes. There goes gay David. David the gay man. Heidi Fox for $10. Happy Thursday, Wi-Files fam. Did any of y'all get a chance to check out the recent congressional hearings on UAPs? Mm-hmm. If so, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for all your work each week. Heidi Fox, I'm worried that it's kind of fake. But we have to see. We need to learn what goes on in the private meetings. What they say publicly doesn't mean anything. And I don't like that Grush comes from an intelligence, like a counter-intel background, because they do disinformation. That's what his job is. And everything that he says is approved by the Pentagon. But he has submitted names and a lot of details to the Congressional Committee that we don't have. I would love to know what that stuff is. Jennifer, would you love to know as well?
I would love to know.
All right. Jennifer would also love to know. John Cave, happy unbirthday. You folks are almost the same level as Art Bell. Any story you tell turns out to be so very interesting. Thanks, John. There's Art Bell, he's the GOAT. There's no way to even get close to him. Here's Ron, one of my favorite avatars, Klotzer. Just got back from Lake Havasu. I got seasick. Wasn't too bad as it came in waves.
Oh, my spleen. Oh, you're going to rupture my spleen.
And he's still working on the application for us. He's going to be a joke writer for the channel. I really appreciated Gino's. This is Paul F. Really appreciated Gino's telling of the Flatwoods monster legend. We sure do have a lot of paranormal stuff here in West Virginia. You sure do. Or maybe it's all the meth. Yeah, it's probably the meth.
That's funny.
Jackie Scripps, 300.
Whoa!
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
They see me swimming in my waist. Send me money, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty. My poop is nasty. It's floating. Please tip me, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl?
Jacqueline says, a few years after my father died, I would smell Marlboro Gold and Acqua di Gio in my new house that he never visited. There were a few times when people had visited my home, they mentioned that they smelled the same thing without knowing him, or that was my dad's signature scent. That's crazy, but I believe it. I believe it. Thanks for the big tip, Jacqueline. She supports the channel on Patreon at an ungodly level. Mike Suarez, $15. Ghosts are weird. I lived in a haunted house growing up, and I was a total skeptic. It wasn't until I moved out that I realized all the weird stuff wasn't a common occurrence in every home. Yep. Most homes don't have no ghosts. Richard Jordan. Jennifer, do you think there are ghosts in our house there where you're sitting alone right now?
No.
Richard Jordan. Seriously? For $20. So when my grandfather was dying, I was watching his heartbeat monitor. I thought I heard, did I hear a knock behind you? The women said their goodbyes one by one. As each woman said their goodbye, a single heartbeat would pulse, almost acknowledging each goodbye. That's a great story, Richard. And I believe it probably was. He was probably aware of what was going on there. Speaking of dying, Jenny, did you lock the door? I thought I saw something move behind you.
What's wrong with you tonight?
There's the other Lebowski, the millionaire. Another great episode as usual, everyone. No merch for this week's episode. Well, speaking of merch, you can get these at shop.thewifiles.com. We do a t-shirt for every episode. I would recommend if they ever have Heather as the color, get that one because they're a little softer. So those are the t-shirts that go with the episodes. And those disappear after 2 weeks. But Patreon members can buy them anytime. So that's shoptothewifiles.com. It's a great way to support the channel. Patreon, also a good way to support the channel. And, of course, your super chats keep us going. I appreciate that. Tedestrial is on the board for some reason. Now we know the reason for his shades. They are to deflect the Gen lasers.
I missed that one.
You can pop popcorn with Lathirth.
Or popping popcorn with Lathirth.
Paul is back for $10. The Houdini yearly seance thing is something they agreed upon. They had a secret code word they agreed upon to see if they could prove it. Never did. That's interesting. I didn't know that. When my mother's mother, so my grandmother, was getting on, she also told her kids a secret message or something that she was going to deliver from the great beyond. But she wasn't very reliable. Mike Goad for $1.99. I wish to invite everyone to Patreon. Join us. Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Oh, look at Jennifer beckoning. Oh. Meow purr kitty. Bonds Beastie for $20. I saw a human-like entity pass through solid trees. I saw a human-like entity just behind Jenny for a quick second, but just out of the corner of my eye.
Stop that.
I'm sure the cats will keep you safe. And then float up to me and back again, all while staring through my soul. But he didn't have eyes. Research everything, trying to understand, but I can't. That's kind of what Gino saw, the faceless man. But Gino, still no face, but you still felt like he was watching, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was really close to the car. I mean, within 15, 20 feet of the car. And by the way, the guy wasn't there. I just went up the block, turned around and went back, and he wasn't there anymore. So, of course, could it have just been a guy who went in the house, but to have that shared situation where we both thought the guy had no face was really, really weird.
Photo clerk, my Walmart store is haunted, I think, built next to a hunting camp and Native American fort. My peps knock things off shelves, run across the roof, etc. All right, so the Walmart's next to a Native American fort. Did Native Americans even have forts? I know they spent time in a lot of forts, but they didn't enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe like a burial ground? Didn't the Bradys run into some trouble with that as well? Mm-hmm. In Hawaii?
In Hawaii, yes. Those Bradys.
Bradys always getting into mischief. Chavez Katawa's there for 400. What are those? Are those rupees?
Probably.
From India, lots of love. Keep going strong, brother. Goat and goat. Thanks, Chavez. Appreciate the support. It's really, really helpful. Milky Ways, a.k.a. Darren C. for $21.50. I think if you believe in parallel or multi-universe and significant events, Ghost would definitely fit from an energy standpoint. Yeah, that's true. Love your shows. Can't wait for Thursdays. Wish there was a new episode daily. I just got a little nauseous there, Darren. I'm going to be okay. There's Uncle Bill's toys. Gravity well of Earth diverts / bends the path of projectiles that miss Earth toward the visible surface of the moon. Thanks so much for your channel. Really enjoy you guys. Gino's not buying it. No.
So they come in and then shoot, instead of the gravity pulling it into Earth, it shoots out and hits the moon like a...
There's Mike Schmidt, great third baseman for the Phillies for 20 Canadian. Pretty good Post Malone. Pretty sure Post Malone watches the Wi-Files after his recent appearance on Jerry. Love the vids. Keep it up, guys. Yeah. On Twitter, by the way, you could follow the Wi-Files on Twitter. OMG, the Wi-Files. I'm on there every day. I'll put it in the chat. Also on Instagram, which I try to get on every day. So I kind of called out Post just a little bit. I like him. He's entertaining. But he clear like he brought up at least five Y-Files episodes on Joe's show. So someone on Twitter, and that's how I found out, is Twitter was just kept, they just kept tagging me. Yo. So I watched the episode. I was like, yeah, he's a fan. No love for the channel, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm not looking for credit.
He doesn't just do unlisted shout outs.
It's fun to see. But someone said, and they tweeted at me, hey, you should go on Joe Rogan's show. And I replied, there's no reason for me to go there. We could just send post. Kim Andreazzi is there. AJ, I've learned so much watching the Y-Files. Wish you were my history teacher. Love you guys. Well, I wish I was her history teacher too. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Gwentendo for £5. Hello from Northern Ireland. Hello. AJ and team, the channel is incredible. Love the videos. The Y-Files is the highlight of my Friday morning. Keep it up.
Aw, thank you.
That's nice. Nice comment from the Emerald Isle. Steve, for $10, I was one of the medics sent to New Orleans for Katrina. Oh, God. I swear a ghost yelled at me and grabbed my arm. But then again, it was eerie walking around an empty city alone at night, so I could have imagined it. New Orleans is a very ghostly, haunted, scary city. And if you're ever there, like, on vacation or just hanging out, take a walking tour. Take like a haunted walking tour, which I did. And they show you all kinds of crazy stuff like that. The house where the woman, what was her name? She like hung the slaves from the rafters. Remember her?
Yes.
And the, was she the Dauphin? The Lady Dauphin? She hung the slaves from the rafters.
I'm going to do an episode about her.
Yeah, Lady Dauphine. I couldn't unmute.
Yeah, so we saw a few of those, creepy places. There is Johnny Shabazz for 20 Canadian. Non-corporeal by definition means not of this realm. So why would such phenomena be detectable by any corporeal device or able to interact with this realm? If they give off energy that maybe bleeds here, Johnny, you know, I don't really believe the devices work. But if they did, and souls are energy, then I think we'd be able to detect them. But I don't know, man.
Delphine Lalaurie? Yeah.
Lalaurie.
Madam, yes.
There is Turkey Lira YouTube, $50.
I used to drive a Cadillac. Then I joined this stupid show. The human doesn't pay me much. I need a lot more dough. I need another shekel. Tip the goldfish. I need a shekel. Tip the goldfish.
Please view MH370 abduction vid re-uploaded and tell me Malaysian flight wasn't saved from fire by World War II type Foo Fighter orbs. I've heard that. Then compare Taken, season 1, episode 1, Beyond the Sky. Opening teleported scene, most astonishing 2 angles of UFO abduction ever. See, Turkey, this is why we need you on Patreon, because then you can get on Discord and send me this stuff. But I'm writing it down now because that's super interesting. I can't really cover MH370 on this channel, but maybe on the podcast. John Kurtz, Rock the Hecklefish. Our Rogers, Hecklefish for the win. Jesus, 2 souls weigh approximately 5 grams. I thought they were 21 grams. Mike Suarez says Nicolas Cage owns that house.
Oh, great. Now I have to spend the rest of the day with that in my brain. Thanks a lot.
I think I read that.
It wouldn't surprise me. He likes that stuff.
He likes to buy that stuff. I think he also, didn't he run into some issues and had to sell off a couple of properties?
Is to sell some stuff, some of his crazy items that he purchased.
Jenny, I'll give you one guess what his favorite cocktail is.
Mojito.
Mojito's correct. Psychoholic for 10 Australian women. Sorry, psychoholic. We'll get you next time.
I didn't do it.
When my father passed away when I was 13, I'm sorry to hear that. I sat bolt upright from being deep asleep. I knew my father had passed. His spirit haunted me for 15 years. That's scary. I know, but I believe that you were aware of it. Thomas Ritchie says ghosts drink caveman coffee with scream and sugar.
And if you get a cavemancoffeeco.com, use human food Wi-Fi. Get the best ghost drink at Java 51. It's a special blend. You'll really enjoy it.
Spetsnaz Maj for 10 Canadian. David Icke often talks about the moon, Saturn, Moon Matrix, the book Who Built the Moon. He also goes over the nature of our reality. If we are in a sim, then his Depend stuff seems more plausible. He's got good lizard people theories. He's entertaining. Cherry Dunnigan is there. The night my best friend passed, his spirit appeared outside my second story window, glowing gold. Next day, I heard him calling my name like he was following me. I called him and learned of him. That's creepy. I believe it, but that's scary. I thought I saw someone peeking through the window behind Jen, but I'm not sure if it was
you
just...
You can't even see a window behind me, so...
I think I might have seen it. JTJ's back for another $50.
Yo, 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 moolala, yo, yo. Fish really need some money. I need to buy some stuff. Fish really need some money. YouTube don't pay enough. Fish really need some money. So click the super chat. Like that, that, that. That.
This comment is just 76 years, Gino. 76 years.
Haley's comment.
Oh, what did I say? I said 96. Sorry.
Hey, look, on YouTube, everyone's an expert.
Thank you for spending the $49.99 for the correction. We do appreciate that.
You were correcting me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the way to do a correction. Normally, they're just snotty comments in the episode. But if you send $50 our way, we will fix it. Craters on the moon and Earth are round because the energy from the impact instantly vaporizes the rocks. The result is an explosion which dissipates in all directions.
I don't believe it.
Gina doesn't believe it. There you go.
Thank you, AJ. Because now everybody's putting things in the comments like something's moving behind Jen. There's a shadow person back there.
See, I'm not the only one who sees it.
There is a little something right. What?
You like, see that?
Like right next to the cabinet there. This looks like something.
I see it
peeking out there, but
it looks like a butcher knife. Is it? I'm not sure.
I said the word.
Maybe a hatchet, or it could be a hatchet.
You know. This is all funny, but I do have to stay here by myself tonight. So let's not make me crazy. Okay.
Let's hope someone doesn't turn you into a skin suit. Bigfoot Shaver for $10. See if you can do some investigating on the 1992 UFO crash in South Haven Park, Long Island, New York. I don't know that one. Gino, you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
I actually have never heard of South Haven Park.
I'm going to do a search for South Haven Park. How come? I mean, it sounds like the Hamptons.
Southampton is
probably Southampton.
South Haven Park sounds very specific. Bigfoot.
No, South Haven Country Park in Yaphank, New York.
Okay.
So they crashed right where the jail is.
All right. We'll look into that one, Bigfoot. That's our old stomping grounds. CJ, $5. My middle school's mascot was the Challenger. I don't know if it still is, but we were the Challengers and the hallways were named after the astronauts. That's kind of cool, CJ. Cool to remember them that way. I mean, I watched it live. I'm sure a lot of you watched it live.
You know, we talked about that last week.
Hang on. Bruno says AJ's going to be streaming from the couch next week. My couch in my house. My middle school. Thank you for that support, CJ. Richard Jordan's there, $20. My grandfather died. I watched the heart monitor, and each person said goodbye. I watched a single heart blip roll across the screen. I don't know if ghosts exist, but maybe. Richard, were you the same one who said that earlier?
I feel like it.
Different message, though. Was it Richard, though?
That's weird. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Nope.
Joker says, Jen, the lamp just moved.
Oh, you guys, stop it.
Big Box says it rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. Austin D, AJ, Gino, have you heard of the Swedish sisters, Ursula and Sabina Eriksson? I have. The bizarre events that occurred on the M6 motorway in 2008. Some say proof of superhuman testing non-humans. Google madness in Fastlane film. Yeah, I know that story. I would cover it if it wasn't so, you know, kind of graphic.
Yeah.
But maybe we can do that on the podcast or maybe on the web files. Amphibious One says, Jen, it's okay. He looks like Casper. He's probably friendly. Music theory is amazing. Burned our Ouija board as a kid to get rid of spirits. Our neighbor called and said, you've got flames shooting out of the top of your chimney. That was the spirits burning. WC wants to know how high Jen will jump when it taps her on the shoulder. Supercalifragilistic says, don't make him get the hose. Aqua Toad, you're close to as good as GGM and H3H3.
Certainly better than H3H3.
Is that helium-3, the radioactive?
No, H3H3, Ethan Klein's podcast.
Oh,
He's half canceled.
He's half canceled. Yeah, he brings it on himself. Idalia for $9.99. Do you believe in ghosts? I don't believe in ghosts the way, like, haunting ghosts, but I believe there is something. There's the cheapest big spenders back. I meant CIA responsible for the Canadian wildfires to hide their MK Ultra. Oh, that's what you meant. And then funny that Russia's going back to the moon after 50 years, but a robot. They can't send humans either. I think Russia's going back because China's going back. I don't see CIA responsible for Canadian wildfires to hide MK Ultra.
Can we just talk about that for 1 second?
We can't because we only got 18 minutes left, but we can certainly get to that next week. Darla Bailey's there for $5. I was afraid of ghosts until I was 30. Then I had a spiritual awakening and was never afraid again. Jim, maybe you'll have a spiritual awakening and you'll be okay. Carl Alls for $10. Looking forward to the new podcasts. Fun episodes this week. Well, I hope you check it out, Carla. John Cave, $10. The next art. Bell, old stories are now new stories. Please tell all the stories. Make every story a new story. Awesome crew. Thanks, John. I mean, there's still plenty of Art Bell material that we can get into. Oh, Dexter is picking up the order. We better get cruising. MW Hunter Custom Woodworking is there. That's the official Hunter Custom Woodworking channel of the Y-Files. Great job. Look forward to you every week. Keep up the good work. Lynn's Zen, $10. Can you do an episode of the Book of Enoch? Yep, that's on the list. That's a good one. Zozang. Post Malone was on Jerry earlier this week and pretty much admitted he watches the Y-Files. He did admit it. Also, a time traveler from 2047 was on 4chan the other day describing future major events like a space war between NASA and SpaceX in 2035. Zozang, you need to get on Discord or Patreon so you can get that information over to me. But you can send that through the tips line or email me and I will look into that. That'd be a fun episode or something that I could maybe read. We can go over on the after files. There is Dexter's on the way. Jesus of Suburbia, $9.99. Me and my dad, Chris, love you guys so much.
Hey
Chris. That's Papa Chris. Hot Rod 1976 loves the show. Always excited for the next week, hoping that guy will let me shoot him out of my Civil War cannon. Please take video of that. F in the chat is back for $5. Be honest, AJ. Are you a CIA shill who teases us but really disinforms? Corey Zahas, $20. Investigation Discovery did a special on the town on from Drive, New York. It was coined Village of the Damned. Might be a good episode. I watch every week. I get my friends to watch too. We love it.
Oh,
Eric Bishop, $300.
Whoa. Won't you tip me? You know I don't believe you when you say you don't got money. Won't you tip me? You know I can't believe it when you say that I'm not funny. I write too many jokes just to amuse you folks. You better super chat me or I'll just keep singing. Won't you tip me, human? Won't you tip me? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Won't you tip me, human? Won't you tip me? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Love the episode, but I believe the items works. As does the little recorder that records voices in rooms. Also, a little more extra this week for Jen to get more Diet Coke. And maybe whatever her favorite treat at Costco. Oh, sorry about that. Did you hear that?
You think this passes for a live stream? Think again.
If there are any ghost hunters in Vegas, reach out. I'll go on an adventure with you guys.
Oh, that's true. Ghost hunters in Vegas. I bet there are some here.
That'd be cool.
Zach lives here.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do a little ride along with Zach. I mean, the show's still on the air, right? 18 years.
His haunted museum is here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that, Eric. Really awesome for you to put so much into the till. St. Peter, 50 Canadian. AJ, I just emailed a very interesting photo that contains a bunch of orbs that I didn't see but showed up on the image. Love the channel. All right, we'll look for that. We'll look for that. Well, that's going to do her. Thanks to everyone for coming out tonight. And thanks for everyone super chatting. It was very nice of you. It really helps the channel. Don't forget to go to shop@thewifaz.com. Grab yourself some merch. It's another good way to support the channel. Patreon is the best way. If you're a little light on cash, I understand. You can still go on Discord. It's completely free and it's a lot of fun. Victoria, thank you so much for your help tonight.
No problem.
There she goes. Gino, very good Gino story hour. There he goes. Peace out. And Jenny, as always, you did a great job. Thank you so much for helping. And thank you to everyone for coming and supporting the channel. I'll see you next week, and Hecklefish will see you out.
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I swam down each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all, it's all so amusing. Do you think I did all that? And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. What is a fish? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels. And not the words the water kneels. Our guest shows. I took thank you so much. Let's hear it for the Wild Files House Band. You guys sounded great tonight. And take care of those waitresses, will you? All right, everybody get home safe. This is Hecklefish. And you know what? I did it. My.